Live match updates in association with Supermax. Try our new full Irish Papa John's pizza. Bacon, sausage and crumbled black pudding with mushroom and onion. Perfect for any time of the day.
Welcome here to Duggan Park in Ballinasloe for the second of the Galway Senior Hurling Championship quarter-finals here this afternoon. And it sees Turlochmore take on Loughrea. And of course, it's the final quarter-final, but it's the second one here in Duggan Park. And there's a nice healthy crowd in, it must be said, for this particular game. The teams line out as follows. We start with the Loughrea team. They have a number of changes from that, which is on the programme. And we'll go with the team that we think possibly could be lining out. We're not 100% sure on this, of course, but it could be something along the following lines. Garage Lucknan will be in goal, number one. The full back line, number two, Shane Morgan. Three, Paul Hooban. And four, Kieran Hanrahan. The half-back line, Brian Keary, will wear number 20. He has played there all year, so we'll assume that possibly he's playing at wing-back against Earl. At centre-half back, possibly Johnny Cohen wearing 9 and number 7, Oisín Coyle wearing 7. Midfield pairing of number 8, Ian Hanrahan, and number 14, Jamie Ryan. Half-forward line, number 10, Neil Keary. Number 11 or 25, Dylan Shocknessy, who has also played there for most of the year, and Tiernan Killeen at number 12. And the inside line, number 13, Martin McManus. Number 11, Joseph Mooney. And number 21, Anthony Burns. So that'll be along the lines of the Loughrea starting team when they go out onto the field. The Turlochmore team, they line out conventionally 1-15. In goal, number 1 is Mark Fahey. A full back line of number 2, Killian Whelan. 3, Ronan Burke, and number 4, Michael Morris. The half back line, number 5, Kevin Hussey. Number 6, Dahi Burke, and number 7, Mark Murphy. Midfield pairing of number 8, Dara Whelan, and number 9, Jamie Holland. The half forward line, number 10, Sean O'Hanlon. Number 11, Sean Loftus, and number 12, Sean Lennon. And the full forward line, wearing number 13, will be Barry Callanan. Number 14 will be Fergal Moore, and number 15 will be Tom Quirk. So that's the lineouts of the two teams for today's game. Of course, the referee is Brian Keown from the Tommy Larkins Club, and he's the referee for the fourth of the quarterfinals. We already know three of the semi-finalists, of course, from the first game here. Obviously, Sarsfields, they came through and they beat Portumna by 119 to 16 points, while there were wins yesterday for Clarenbridge and St. Thomas. So we have three of the semi-finalists known, and we know the fourth of those by the end of today as well. And we'll have the draw live on Galway Bay FM Sports immediately after this particular game for the county championship semi-finals games. We understand that will take place next weekend. I'm delighted to be joined by Cyril Farrelty in the commentary box. And Cyril, this game, we've been talking to people all afternoon here in Duggan Park about this particular game, and the neutrals have been saying, and even the people from Turlochmore and Loughrea, that it really is a 50-50 game.
Yeah, I suppose an aisle of the four semi-final or four quarter-finals, this is the one that's the hardest to call. The other three went along expected lines. They were the favourites, the three that have got through. Portumna put up a great fight here, but just were fell a little bit short. But this one, like, they know one another from playing, you know, a lot of league finals, kind of all up along the line underage. They both have a lot of talent. Both of, like, the subs coming on, Niall, will not weaken any of the teams here. But, you know, it's an intriguing kind of a battle. First, if we go by the first half and the first game, the game was very stop-start, kind of a game of shooting. Morrissey on one side, Joe Kent on the other side. It opened up more the second half when Sarsfield started carrying the ball. They played a 2 minute inside. Kevin Cooney was a threat the whole way through, even though he was looking not to get a couple of goals, but he still set up a lot of scores. But, like, this one, I don't know how you're going to call it. The ref is strict. Yeah, it's Brian Cohen from the local club at home, and he'll referee according to the book, which a lot of people might like, but he goes by the book. And if anyone draws a wrong slip with a hurl, you know, it's curtains.
It's a big chance, obviously, for a team to get through to the semi-finals, and we've seen the games yesterday. The wind has been a major factor, obviously, yesterday and again today. In one sense, obviously, Portumna had in the second half didn't make use of it, but these two teams here, obviously, you're looking at Turlochmore and Loughrea. Wind advantage at the start of the game could be huge in this particular game.
It's huge now once you get a good lead at half time. You need to have a lead at half time. Now, Sars is only two up at half time, but they still played well against it. Now, Portumna did very well, like, for most of the game, kind of fell away maybe halfway through the second half, but that'd be to expect because they're a very inexperienced team. These two teams know one another well, very, very experienced. Loughrea have a lot of young talent coming through, have played, say, from minor to under 20, under 16 development squads in Galway. The same as Turlough, they know one another up inside. I saw a great match between two great matches between Turlough and Sarsfields under 20. They have a lot of these lads on now, and you know they're brimming with confidence. Turlough aren't the physical team, they're not like the old Turlough teams. These are all kind of ball players and very, very good, anchored by Dahi Burke at centre back. Sean Lennon, no matter where he's picked, you're going to find that he'll be out around the middle doing a lot of work. And the young Loftus up front is kind of far a bit of real form that's just kind of, you know, I see him come back into Henry Shefflin's radar again. Sean O'Hanlon, Tom Quirk gets a goal again, Barry Canlon. But it's Loughrea that have made the switches because lads are back from injury. You have Paul Hooban back from injury. You know, Johnny Cowan is probably going to back centre back. We're not too sure where they're playing. Niall Keary's been very good all year. Dylan Shocknessy is back. Joe Mooney probably be centre forward. The full forward line is there. It's McManus, Mooney and Burns. These guys are good hurlers. I suppose looking at the block rate, be a little bit stronger, you'd imagine.
Yeah, I think we're almost set to go with Aurora Navin prior to the start of this game. The teams are in their positions, and I think we'll soon have their rendition of Aurora Navin, and this is what we're going to take before the start of the fourth and final Senior Hurling Championship quarter final for 2023. Yeah, that's the rendition of Aurora Navin. We're ready to go with the fourth of the last quarter finals. I think I may have said 2023 there. I think I'm gone a year ahead of myself, but I can tell you it's the 2022 quarter final between Turlochmore and their opponents from Lochray in this particular game. So we're almost ready to go. The team is set. We've seen loads of changes on both sides before the start of this game, and the referee Brian Keown throws it again, and the Senior Hurling Championship quarter-final game is underway, and Anthony Burns is on the ball for Lochray. He's going to go for a score. Is this the opening score of the Championship quarter-final here? It's not, and Anthony Burns will be disappointed with that one. He had the chance to put Lochray in front. He'll be disappointed. The quick puck out is taken by the goalkeeper Mark Fahey. It's picked up by Kevin Hussey over on the far side of the field. Kevin Hussey now for Turlochmore. He tries to get his side on the attack off to Dahi Burke, and Dahi Burke launches that ball in towards the full forward. It's going to break in towards the goalkeeper, and Garage Lochnan comes out from the goalkeeping spot and flicks the ball out to the corner back. That's Shane Morgan, and Shane Morgan eventually releases that ball out the field, and Lochray come on the attack for their second attack of the game up towards Martin McManus, and it breaks into the path towards Jamie Ryan, but Mark Murphy comes in on top of Jamie Ryan, and eventually the ball breaks over towards Ronan Burke, but Joseph Mooney is also there for Lochray. He's showing interest in this, and out comes Michael Morris. He's had a fine campaign for Turlochmore. Didn't play in the earlier stages of the championship, but is playing well now at cornerback. He tries to flick the ball away, but O'Shane Coyle should be there from a Lochray perspective. Coyle tries to go down on the ball. He gets it off towards Tiernan Killeen. He can't win it, and eventually the ball breaks towards the midfielder Ian Hanrahan. Ian Hanrahan back towards Shane Morgan, and Morgan gets Lochray on the attack and up towards Dylan Shocknessy. He gets the flick in there ahead of Mark Murphy, and both players are down injured, and the referee Brian Clone is just going to stop the play for a moment. But a frantic start, Cyril. No real pattern in the game as of yet. But there are two teams, Cyril, I was going to say, that have a lot of very good young hurlers, and they'll probably be disappointed in many senses that these young players that they haven't pushed on a bit and won a county title. I know Lochray and Turlough played each other in the semi-final 2 years ago, but they would have been hopeful, I'm sure, to be contesting championship finals and semi-finals regularly over the past number of years.
And both of them would feel that they should be at the top table. No, they're not far off it. Someone's going to be there after this in the semi-final. Two lads here clashed accidentally. There's nothing in it, but I know this. Like the wing back for Turlough, is it Matt Murphy? I don't know, his shoulder is kind of lifted up. Maybe he's all right, you know, but it's a Turlough indirect free. Turlough are playing against the breeze, but as we saw in the first half, like, well, less for frees and puck outs. Other than that, it isn't, you know, it isn't as big. It looks strong, but it has no effect on the game.
Dahi Burke will take the free. Mark Murphy's okay. Dylan Shocknessy okay. Just a 50-50 challenge there between the two players, and they're both okay to continue as Dahi Burke takes the free. He drives it long in towards the goals, but this one is going to go wide. It was an indirect free. I think Dahi probably misjudged it a small bit. He went for the, maybe I'm not sure, did he go for the score, but it went wide. The ball is poked out anyway by the goalkeeper. Garage Lockdown up towards Dylan Shocknessy. He gets the flick of the ball out towards Anthony Burns. He's already hit one wide in this game. Burnsy is on the ball now. He's going to have the space to go for the shot, but it's blocked down superbly over there by Dahi Burke. And eventually the ball is flicked out towards the middle of the field, where it's picked up by Sean O'Hanlon. Another fine young player from the Turlochmore club is Sean O'Hanlon. He gets the ball forward in towards the full forward line. There's a battle for possession here. The ball breaks inside, but it should be won by the Lochraymen. It's not. It's picked up by Barry Callan. Barry Callan surveys his options, decides to go out the field towards the team captain, Jamie Holland, but he's half blocked down there by Ian Hanrahan. And the ball goes up into the air, up towards Sean O'Hanlon. He breaks it off his hurl into the path of Tiernan Killeen. Now coming forward for Lochray, gets the ball forward in towards Anthony Burns. He's got a man at support if he sees him. That's Jamie Ryan, but he decides to go through the heart of the Turlochmore defence. Anthony Burns is still going through the Turlochmore defence. Anthony Burns is still going forward. He takes a shot off his right hand side. He puts this one over the bar, and that's a good start for Anthony Burns. A good score for him. He got the first wide of the game. He's seen plenty of action though in the early stages, sir. He'll be happy with that. A point to no score in favour of Lochray.
Yeah, went down through the central defence. Turlochmore didn't. They were afraid to come, because if they did, he was probably going to pass to someone inside. It's a nice point and a good score.
Good score by Anthony Burns, as that ball is pucked long down the field, and it's going to break into the path of a Lochray man back there, and eventually Lochray come away with the ball. The ball is sprayed out the field towards Tiernan Killeen. Killeen off to O'Shea and Coyle, tries to take on his man, took a lot of steps. The referee decides he's going to play on though, goes long with that one in towards the full forward line. Brilliantly taken out of the air though by Ronan Burke. He gets there ahead of Neil Keary, off to his brother. His brother is Dahi Burke, across the field towards Kevin Hussey. Kevin Hussey looks upfield but decides to go forward with the ball, loses it though. Good pressure there by Dylan Shocknessy. Shocknessy has it for Lochray. Shocknessy, has he got Jamie Ryan in support? He has, but the game, or it's Neil Keary, it goes over his head. Neil Keary the ball out towards Jamie Ryan. Ryan from a standing position swivels off his left left-hand side and decides to go for his second score of the day for Loughrea. And Jamie Ryan puts the ball between the posts, and Loughrea have started impressively here in this game. And Jamie Ryan is the man who puts it over the bar. Two good scores for Loughrea, sir. They've started well.
Yeah, they'll be very, very happy. Like, they're very, very sharp. That ball could have been cleared. Turlochmore, two players had a chance to clear him, but they're kind of hesitant, and it sets up Loughrea a nice lead just after about 4 minutes.
Mark Fahey takes the puck out. He goes to this side of the field. As they go up for it, it's battered out though by Brian Keary. Brian Keary flicks the ball out towards the middle of the field. Sean Lennon tries to flick it forward for Turlochmore as we try to see the action here as the ball is going to break. And there's a schmozzle for possession. It's picked up by Sean O'Hanlon though. Sean O'Hanlon gets the ball off to Barry Callan. And Barry Callan's going through the heart of the Loughrea defence. Barry Callan's on the 40 metre line. He's fouled there, surely. Barry Callan goes for the shot. That's going to be a free in. And it's a free in for Turlochmore. And is it going to be a yellow card as well? Not quite sure. But Barry Callan was bearing down on goal. And I think, as they'd say, Cyril, they took one for the team there.
Took one.
And it's a chance
team
here for Loughrea or for Turlochmore to get on the scoreboard.
Yeah, they'll be delighted to get on the scoreboard, because like as up to the first 3 or 4 minutes, you'd have to say Loughrea are taking the game to them, like, and going a mile a minute. This is a free that should be tapped over by Loftus.
Yeah, Sean Loftus, he's had a fine campaign for Turlochmore. A chance for him to score his first point of this county championship quarter final. His side 2 points in arrears. There's 5 minutes played here as he gets ready to take this free on the 20 metre line. No doubt he'll just tap it over the bar for Turlochmore. There's a Turlochmore man receiving intention. It's Barry Callan, of course, he's receiving it. He was the man that was fouled there. And a chance here for Sean Loftus, the free taker for Turlochmore. Of course, his brother Daniel, part of the squad as well, and I'm sure he'll hope to see action later in this particular game. Here comes Sean Loftus with the free. He makes no mistake, it's his first score of the day. It's Turlochmore's first score of the day. It's 2-1, and a lively start, Cyril.
Yeah, the game is lively. It isn't stop-start like the first game in the first half was kind of stop-start. This is flowing up and down. Two very well-exceeded, no one on the shot, and two very good hurling teams.
Quick puck out taken to Paul Hooban, is it? Paul Hooban back in action for Loughrea today. Picked up an injury in the early stages of the championship. Gets the ball out towards Oisín Coyle. Oisín Coyle decides to go along with that one. It goes high in towards the full forward line, in towards Martin McManus. He tries to pull on that ball, but it's won by the Turlochmore man back there. And it's Ronan Burke trying to come out of possession, but McManus tried to put a hand in it. Dahi Burke does get a hand in it, and Dahi Burke comes away from it. And Dahi Burke, the centre half back for Turlochmore, clears the ball down the field. Tiernan Killeen will go up though for Loughrea. Tiernan Killeen puts up that left hand. He takes it ahead of Dara Whelan, sprays the ball across the field to Oisín Coyle. Oisín Coyle goes back the field to Johnny Cohn, and Johnny Cohn decides to get that ball forward in towards Dylan Shocknessy. Shocknessy and Holland batting position. The ball hits the ground, and who's going to pick it up first? It's going to be Jamie Ryan who has it. Jamie Ryan tries to take it away. He's already got a point. Jamie Ryan dances inside 2 or 3 Turlochmore. He's on the 20 metre line. He's bearing down on goal. Jamie Ryan still going forward for Loughrea. He swivels one way, then the other. He decides to go for goal. A shot in towards the goals. It's blocked by Ronan Burke. I think it's gone out for 65. It was blocked by Ronan Burke, but Jamie Ryan looks on fire today. Took a lot of steps towards the end of that move, but he got through. It was a save by, I think it was Ronan Burke in the end. It's gone out for a 65, but Loughrea are running at Turlochmore every chance they get.
Yeah, causing trouble. Jamie Ryan, very good hurler, has great pace and lovely stick work. He's a fella this year, Niall, hasn't been up, you know, to his own high standards, hasn't been really flying for Loughrea, but he does it on the big day. Like, that was a great goal chance and a great save.
Neil Keary will take the 65. We have almost 7 minutes played here. It's Loughrea 2 points, Turlochmore 1 point here in Duggan Park in Ballinasloe. And as we said, the draw for the semi-finals will be on directly after this particular game.
Big prize, Niall.
Huge prize in those semi-finals, as we know, will take place next weekend. Ronan Stankard is the linesman on this side of the field, the other side of the field. I'm trying to see who the linesman is over there. Is it Christy Brown is the linesman over there, I think, maybe? I'm not quite sure. I'll just see in a couple of moments. Is this line, or is it Noel Quinn, actually, that's the linesman? As this free is taken by Neil Keary, he drives it in towards the goals. That's the first score for Neil Keary from the 65-metre line, and he puts it over the bar. He'll be happy with that. 3-1. Loughrea get their score, and they'll be happy with our start so far in this game. As Mark Fahey takes the puck out, it goes to the far side of the field. It's won by Neil, but Brian Keary, he's had a fine campaign for Loughrea. Gets the ball off to Anthony Burns. Burns tries to get away from his man. He's under serious pressure there from 2 Turlochmore men there, and the ball breaks towards Tom Cork trying to pick it up. It's picked up in the end by Sean O'Hanlon. The young man from Lacca is on the ball, sprays the ball back to Kevin Hussey, and Kevin Hussey goes for a score from the wing back position. It's high in towards the goals, but it's a waste from Kevin Hussey's perspective, and that's 2 wides for Turlochmore. Loughrea have a struck one as Garrod Lachnan gets ready to take the puck out. I was talking to his father there before the game, and he was looking forward to this game, as you would imagine, as that ball goes out to Shane Morgan. Morgan out towards Oisín Coyle. Oisín Coyle launched that ball long in towards the goals, but if Kevin Hussey's was a wasted ball, that was another one by Oisín Coyle. And I suppose both sides trying to settle into it. Loughrea have settled that small bit better though. Cyril, they lead 3-1.
Yeah, at the moment, like, Turlough have, say, 6 backs and 5 forwards, and there's one short up front in, so Loughrea can play it out short the whole time. So can Turlough.
Mark Fahey takes the puck out to the far side of the field, and Kevin Hussey gets on it there. He goes past his man, Kevin Hussey, soloing forward. He's got a man in the middle of the field. Beautiful pass towards Jamie Holland. Holland, but Jamie drops the ball and it's picked up by Ian Hanrahan. Hanrahan has the ball, Tranahan tries to flick the ball away but he can't do so. It's picked up by Holland though for Turlochmore. Jamie Holland goes back the field, hand passes it back to Kevin Hussey, he passes across the field to Sean Lanan. Lanan looks upfield and Lanan decides to go forward, that ball in towards Dara Whelan. Whelan is on the ball, he got 4 points last time out. Dara Whelan goes over with the shot, it's saved by the goalkeeper, a great save by Garage Lockdown there, and there was a chance of a goal by the Turlochmore man Dara Whelan, but was well saved by the goalkeeper, and eventually the ball is spread out towards Tiernan Killeen. Killeen goes long, it's blocked by Dahi Burke, it breaks off him into the path of Neil Keary. Neil Keary's on the ball now for Lockray. Neil Keary's going to go for a score from the half hour line. Neil Keary high in towards the goals. Neil Keary puts that one over the bar, a point for Neil Keary, that's his first from play, but a great save at the other end of the field from Garage Lockdown from the shot from Dara Whelan.
Yeah, Dara Whelan. Dara had two men on his inside, left or right, to give it to him. He went to himself. Now it was a good shot and a great save, but I'd say Turlough would be happier if he laid it off because there was no one on the main inside.
4 points to one. Neil Keary has 2 points on the board for Lockray. Mark Fahey takes the puck out. Mark Fahey goes long with that one. Tiernan Killeen is up there for it. It's going to break though into the path of Kieran Hanrahan, or Ian Hanrahan, I should say. And Tiernan Killeen is on the ball as well. Tiernan tries to flick the ball forward, but Dara Whelan pulls first time in that ball. But it goes up the field. There's a number of Lockray men there battling for possession of the ball. Breaks into the path of Sean O'Hanlon, and Sean O'Flannan flashes that ball in towards the goals, but it goes wide. Three wides for Turlochmore. They'll be disappointed with that one. A chance there. Quick puck out again. Lockray are intent to getting the game underway quickly. Shane Morgan takes that puck out. He goes forward towards Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan just pulls in it first time up towards Mark McManus, but Michael Morris is equal to the task there, and Michael Morris has the ball in his hands. Not quite sure how he picked it up, but Michael Morris is fouled there, and that's going to be a free out, and it's going to be a free out to Turlochmore. But and Dahi Burke will take the free. Turlough won't be unduly worried in the early stages of this game. 4 points to one, but you would feel that they'd need to keep the scoreboard ticking over this first half.
Yeah, like there, even though there's a free out for Turlough, you could see how tenacious that the Lockray forwards were, all going in very fast and tackling very, very hard.
Dahi Burke with the free for Turlochmore, the vastly experienced campaigner, as he takes this particular free, and he goes long with that one in towards the full forward and looking for Fergal Moore, another vastly experienced player. The ball breaks off Paul Hooban and Fergal Moore, and it hits the ground as Tom Quirk tries to win it for Turlochmore. Shane Morgan is also in there. Brian Keary is trying to win it. A number of players battling for it. It's going to be a throw-in on the 20-metre line. That judges the referee, Brian Keown.
Turlough have created one or two goal chances already, and I haven't taken them, but they have created them.
This ball has been thrown in, and we still have another stalemate situation. We might have to throw it in a second time as the players on both sides battle for the Lockray do come away with it. And it's Tiernan Killeen. He's settled well into this game. Gets the ball across the field to Jamie Ryan. We've seen him come deep for Lockray to great effect in this year's campaign. He's on the ball. He sprays the ball forward in again, and Lockray still come on the attack with Oisín Coyle. Oisín Coyle now for Lockray comes up the field. He decides to go across the field looking for Mark McManus. McManus puts up the paw. McManus has the ball in his hand, and McManus has got Dylan Shocknessy outside him, but he's going to go for the score himself. Mark McManus has had a fine campaign as well for Lockray. Goes for the score. That's a superb score by Martin McManus. He'll be happy with that when he puts it over the bar. Good score by Martin McManus, 5 points to one, but Oisín Coyle probably learned from the last previous one. He went for a score. This one, he sprayed it across the field to McManus, 5 points to one.
Yeah, he took it very well. He's playing very well all year. Like, you'd have to say that full forward line is dangerous. And here's a sharp puck out.
Short puck out goes towards Killian Whelan, the youngster in the fullback line for Turlochmore. Got 1-3 in the county under 20 final. The Turlough won that one, of course, on penalties. He's fouled there on the way out, and Mark Fahey, the goalkeeper, will come out to take the free for Turlochmore. 5 points to one. There's 4 points between them. We have reached the 12th minute of this senior championship quarter final here in Duggan Park in the Ballinasloe, as Mark Fahey decides to go back a couple of steps to take this one. Of course, should matter to him, the long puck king in Galway at the moment. Is Mark Fahey, as he gets ready to take this one, he looks upfield to survey his options, and I wonder where he's going to put this one. Could there be a bit of space right across the field?
They need a score, Niall.
They need a score, and Mark Fahey just goes direct as far down the field as he can possibly put it. It launches in towards the full forward line. It breaks into the path of Sean Lanan. Lanan has the ball now for Turlochmore. Lanan, has he made the space to go for a score? Lanan has made the space. He's already caught it twice. He flicks the ball over his head, looking for Dara Whelan there, but it's won by Hanrahan for Lockray. Ian Hanrahan gets the ball out towards Oisín Coyle. Oisín Coyle has seen a good bit of the ball as well. Sprays the ball across the field towards Anthony Burns. He scored the opening point of the game for Lockray. Anthony Burns has the ball. He's going through the heart of that Turlochmore defence again. He's taken on the Turlochmore man. He makes the space to go for a score. Anthony Burns high in towards the goals. Anthony Burns, is this point number two? It is point number two for Anthony Burns. He's having a fine game. And I suppose that's what we've said in the early stages, Cyril, that Lockray are running at Turlochmore and they're causing them problems. Burnsy has got 2 points.
Yeah, they're running from deep, like Burnsy and Ryan. They came from about, they're out midfield that time. The numbers don't matter here in this game, like, but they are well on top at the moment, and Turlough need to do something to stem the flow.
Yeah, they sure do need to do something to stem that flow, as you've said. And we see there's a Turlochmore man and a Lockray man both down injured in this particular phase of play, but it's 6 points to one. 13 and a half minutes played here. Some good scores being put over the bar by Lockray in this separate opening half. They have played well.
Yeah, but Turlochmore,
so far,
they won't go down like that easy, because like they are a good team. Things are just kind of happening for them, and they're kind of waiting for things to happen rather than make it happen.
The puck out will eventually come towards Mark Fahey, the goalkeeper for Turlochmore, and he looks upfield. to see where he's going to go. Brian Cohn just tells him to take it easy a second, because I think Fergal Moore is still receiving some attention there from the Turlough Moore medical team. The last of our quarterfinals, as I said, three teams already in the hat for the draws, which we'll be taking later on. Sarsfields are there, Clarenbridge are there, and the county champions St. Thomas's are there, looking to win five in a row. They're still going strong after their victory over Capitagle yesterday. Clarenbridge, they defeated Cyril's team beside me here, Tommy Larkins, in their game, while Sarsfields finished strongly to defeat Portumna 119 to 16 points in the early game today, when Joe Canning gave a virtuoso performance in that first half for Portumna. As that ball is pucked out, it goes long down the field, players on both sides battling, but it's batted forward into the path of Tiernan. Killeen has it now for Loughrea, gets the hand pass off towards Hanrahan off to Johnny Cohn, moving forward. Johnny Cohn now for Loughrea's, going through the heart of the Turlough defence. Johnny Cohn high in towards the goals. Johnny Cohn will be disappointed with that one. That's three wides, and Turlough Moore have struck three wides as well, but Johnny had the chance there. Mark Fahey will take the puck out, 5 points between the sides, 6 points to one. He goes across the field towards Kevin Hussey. Kevin Hussey's on the ball, he hand passes it off to Jamie Holland, and Jamie Holland decides to launch that ball first time in towards the Turlough Moore attack. It's battled out by the Loughrea in there, in towards the path of Brian Keary, and Brian Keary has the ball. Brian Keary soloing forward now, flicks the ball across the field to Anthony Burns. He's in an ocean of space now for Loughrea over on the far side of the field. Anthony Burns decides to go low with that one, but it's going to be intercepted surely by Kevin Hussey. It is intercepted. Hussey goes down it. He's under pressure from Joseph Mooney there. The ball breaks into the path of Neil Keary. Neil Keary takes on the Turlough Moorman again. Neil Keary for Loughrea gets the ball back to Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan decides to make space for himself. Jamie Ryan swivels one way and decides off the left hand side to go for the score. Jamie Ryan puts that one wide, and that's four wides for Loughrea, three for Turlough Moor. But it's a bit too easy from a Loughrea perspective at the moment, Cyril. They're getting through the heart of that Turlough Moor defence fairly easy. We saw the last ball there. Yeah. Anthony Burns was in an ocean of space as he got onto it.
Yeah, they're really playing. They're coming from deep. They're running at them. They have Turlough really upset. But the only thing is, like, Turlough will always finish well in the matches. I've seen them all this year. This is a good long puck out from Fahey.
Mark Fahey launched that ball long down the field. There's a battle for possession. It's won by Johnny Cohn. Johnny Cohn coming away from that centre half back position. He's soloing forward. Johnny flicks the ball off forward towards Dahi Burke, though. Dahi Burke's flick only goes into the path of Dylan Shocknessy. Dylan Shocknessy soloing again for Loughrea. He's under pressure there. Brilliant play, though, by Dahi Burke. He flicks the ball away into the path of Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy off to Dara Whelan. And Dara Whelan goes long with that ball in towards the full forward line. But that should be Paul Hoopin's ball. And Paul Hoopin just guides it away there from Fergal Moore, and it goes out over the line, and a fourth wide there for Turlough Moore. But 6 points to one. Of course, we saw Turlough here a couple of weeks ago as well, when they played Sarsfields. They were well behind in that particular game, and they came well back in the second half. That ball came off Dahi Burke and goes out over the line, a line ball on this side of the field, and Jamie Ryan has shown interest in this one.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Like, anything they're going for is kind of break away from them. Like, there's 15 minutes gone or 16, and Turlough have only got a pint. Now, they've maybe missed, like, they did create a goal or two chances, but at the moment they're under the cosh.
Yeah, this is a light ball which will be taken by Jamie Ryan. Jamie has got 1 point for Loughrea, but he's been centrally involved in this game as he gets ready to take this sideline on the 65 metre line. Jamie Ryan with a good high ball in towards the goals. Dahi Burke comes charging out, and brilliantly taken out of the air by Dahi Burke. He's fouled there, and could that be something that could ignite the Turlough Moorman, because he caught that ball, and we've seen him doing it for many, many years, coming out like that, sir, to catch a big high one. He did it there, a free out.
Yeah, he's good in the air, like, and he's a leader, like, you know, he's trying to get onto the team. I suppose if they could get a point or two, there'd be only three in it, but like, there's a stands Loughrea 6-1 up, and kind of well worth their lead, and they're firing on all cylinders.
17 minutes gone. Mark Fahey takes the free out. He goes to the far side of the field, but it's Tiernan Killeen again. He's having a good game as well. Off to Johnny Cohn, the runner. There's runners all over the field for Loughrea. He decides to go long in towards McManus. McManus breaks the ball away, though, and it's picked up by Ronan Burke. But it comes off Mark McManus. Michael Morris just dives in there in front of Neil Keary as both players battle for possession, and the ball breaks out towards Darragh Whelan. He tries to pick it up. The ball is on the ground, and it's going to break out here towards Dahi Burke, is it? It's not. And there's players on both sides battling to assume the ascendancy here. It's picked up by Dylan Shocknessy, though. Shocknessy gets the ball out the field to Tiernan Killeen. Killeen makes the space to go for a shot himself, because he didn't have a whole lot of support there. He had to launch that ball in towards the full forward line. Up goes Ronan Burke for it, or Killeen Whelan, I should say, and Killeen Whelan does well. And Killeen Whelan launched that ball long up towards Tom Cork and Shane Morgan battling for possession. The ball breaks through to Sean Lennan. Lennan goes for a score for Turlough Moore. It's one they needed. It's one they've got. And Sean Lennan puts it over the bar. And as I said, sir, it's one that we've seen it as well, that Turlough Moore needed. Loughrea had been dominating, 6 points to two all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, you know, it's a great score for Sean Lennan. Got onto the break, like, but they needed that, because, like, at the moment, like, Loughrea are well on top. There might be a big shot coming. They might could settle it down.
Yeah, the goalkeeper, Garrod Loughnane, takes the puck out. He goes long with that one up. It's going to break into the path of Darragh Whelan, but it breaks into the path of Tiernan Killeen as well. Both players lose possession there, and eventually it's picked up by Whelan at the second attempt. He comes out from the wing back position. and it's going to be a free out, and that's going to be a free out to Turlough Moor, which Dahi Burke is going to leave. Is it to Jamie Holland? And Jamie Holland, the team captain, is going back to take this for Turlough Moor, 6-2.
Yeah, all of a sudden,
as he gets ready to take it,
the Turlough crowd are beginning to get behind the team up to now. They've been quiet, there's nothing to give them a roar for, but they are kind of coming into the game. They could get another one here to put them only 3 down, but he's a long way out.
Yeah, Jamie Holland will take this free. He's on, he's just outside his own 45 metre line. He's looking for Barry Callan, I think, who's made the run, and Barry Callan does make the run out to the wing forward position. He breaks it down to himself. Barry is on the ball. Barry decides to solo forward now for Turlough Moor. Barry makes the space to go for a score, and that's a good score by Barry Callan. He's pulled it over the bar. A really good score by Barry Callan. We could see straight away that when Jamie Holland got that ball, Barry Callan just made the run and he worked it well himself. Came onto the ball, a good score, 6-3 all of a sudden.
Great score, because he had a lot to, even getting the ball, he had a good lot to do with it.
And Johnny Cohn wins the puck out, and he goes long with that one in towards the full forward. Brilliantly taken by McManus. Is this a goal chance? McManus decides to tap it over the bar, and a good score by Mark McManus, his second score of the day. But Johnny Cohn went route one there, got it into Mark McManus. He made the space, decided to take the point. Could he have taken it on a bit further, maybe, and rattled the net?
He still scored, like, he'd be happy to score. Yeah, he could have. There's a great chance to get him. I can get too many of them in this game.
7-3, that's a foul, surely. The referee says play on as Ronan Burke tries to come on. Kevin Hussey tries to come out. He gets the ball long up towards Jamie Holland. Jamie Holland and Ian Hanrahan battling position there. Jamie Holland is on it. Holland sprays the ball across the field for Turlough Moor. It's in towards Callan again, or Fergal Moore, I should say. Fergal Moore is out in front of his man. That's Paul Hooban. Fergal Moore tries to take on his man. He goes past his man. Fergal Moore decides to go for a score from the wing forward position. Fergal Moore high in. Fergal Moore over the bar. The first score for Fergal Moore. He got out in front of Paul Hooban there. He puts it over the bar. 7-4.
Yeah, it looks a bit better for Turlough Moore. They're kind of, they're struggling themselves a bit anyway. But a goal is going to be a big score in this game, Niall, because they're all taking points.
Anthony Burns wins the puck out. He sprays it across the field looking for Joseph Mooney. The ball is going to break into the hand of Dahi Burke, and Dahi Burke has the ball. He gets the ball out to Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy now for Turlough Moor, gets it off to Sean Nanan. Sean Nanan takes on his man. His man is Oisin Coyle. Sean Nanan tries to come inside Oisin Coyle, sprays the ball off to Mark Murphy, and off his left hand side, he gets Turlough on the attack again. It's a 50-50 ball. Barry Callan tries to win it along with Shane Morgan there, and Barry Callan fouls Shane Morgan. It's going to be a free out, and a free out is to Loughrea. They lead by 7-4. So this free will be taken by the Loughrea men. They lead by 3. It's Shane Morgan who's going to take it for his side. I think the goalkeeper Garraj Lucknan is making a run over on the far side of the field. Maybe he's anticipating getting a quick one, but Shane Morgan is going to stand over this free for Loughrea. They lead by 7-4. We have 21 minutes played here as Morgan stands up for this free. He lifts it, he bends, he strikes it there long in towards the goal. It's going to land in around the 20 metre line. Joseph Mooney goes up for the ball, breaks into the path of McManus. McManus will go low with this one in towards the goal. That's saved by the goalkeeper Mark Fahey. It bounced off the ground in front of him. Fahey did well for Turlough Moor to save that one. It's a free out, and good in fairness save. It was good a good save. Shot by Mark McManus. He did the right thing and went low, but it was well saved by Mark Fahey.
You'd have to say a good shot and a good save. Turlough are hanging in, like, that had been a, like, you know, that would be a big score to beat 1-7-4 if that went in. So, like, you know, Fahil launched it up. You'd have to say it's a lively game. It's more lively than the other in the first half because it isn't stopping as much.
Free out to Turlough Moor following that fine save from Mark Fahey, from Mark McManus's effort. Fahey goes to the far side of the field looking for Jamie Holland. He just gets the ball past him there, and Jamie Holland picks it up, and Jamie Holland is going to go for a score. This will be a lovely point by Jamie Holland. He has put it wide, though. That's a poor wide by Jamie Holland. He did all the hard work because it was a beautiful ball by Mark Fahey out to Jamie Holland. He took it in his stride, and he'd be disappointed, sir. It was one he should have put over the bar.
Like, he shedded the ball, got around his man lovely, did everything right, but put it wide. He could even actually gone further with it.
Loughrea take the quick puck out again. Shane Morgan found Brian Keary, and Brian Keary decides to go across the field looking for Mark McManus. McManus and Morris battling possession, and McManus has the ball in his hand. He takes on his man. He's a big man, Mark McManus. He's fouled going through. He's going to go for the score, though, and it's going to be a free in. And fairness to Mark McManus, he's on top there, sir. He's causing serious problems for that Turlough Moor defence.
He's a big man, like, and they tell me that he's equally, maybe even better as a footballer, but like he's really accurate inside there. He's causing trouble. Every ball that goes in, you can see, like, Loughrea letting it in high because they're on top in there.
Of course, he would have won a Junior B Championship medal with Loughrea this year, and I think that he'd be a McManus from Clonagale country in Roscommon as well. So the McManuses were serious footballers.
He'd be a first cousin of the lads from Clare and Bridge. They're all from the same crop.
Yeah, this is a free in and a chance here for the Loughrea free taker. That's Neil Keary, and Neil Keary will take this free. Neil Keary bends and strikes it. They're in towards the goals. He makes no mistake. That's point number 3 now for Neil Keary. He's got a 65. He's got a free, and he got one from play as well. So that means it's 8-4. So 4 between them. 23 minutes played here as the goalkeeper Mark Fahey takes the puck out.
Good
and
puck
Mark
out.
Fahey decides to go along with that one, looking for Jamie Holland out there. Jamie Holland puts up the left paw, breaks into the path of Tom Quirk. Tom hand passes the ball off to Dara Whelan. He dodges inside his man, hand passes the ball forward. It finds its way to Sean O'Hannon. Sean O'Hannon turns. Sean O'Hannon goes for a score, and Sean Sean O'Hannon puts it over the bar. Good score by Sean O'Hannon. A good response by Turlough Moore. And it's 8 points to 5. And in fairness, it's livening up a good bit here, sir. It's a good game. 8 points to 5. 23 minutes gone.
Touch and go. What I meant to say last time, McManus will be first cousin of the what they call the wing forward for the good, the free taker for Clare and Bridge.
Nyland?
Yeah.
Evan Nyland,
yeah.
Okay.
Two sisters, the two mothers are two sisters. So.
Yeah, so that ball is poked out and it's won by Joe Mooney. Joe Mooney hand passes the ball forward towards Johnny Cohn, who finds himself up in the attack for a Lockeray. Eventually it's repelled by the Turlough Mormon. Kevin Hussey gets on the ball. He decides to spray it across the field towards Sean Lennon. It's a 50-50 ball between Oisín Coyle and Sean Lennon. Lennon goes down on the ball, tries to get away from Oisín Coyle. He's fouled there, is he? Referee says play, and he's got a runner in Dahi Burke. Dahi Burke goes down on the ball. Dahi Burke comes inside his man again, and Dahi Burke decides to go right across the field. He picks out Sean Loftus. Sean Loftus had followed Johnny Cohn back to defence, and Sean Loftus goes for a score from out the field, but it's not going to come in. It's going to go wide. It's wide number 6 for Turlough Moore. And while Lockray have had a lot of possession, Turlough also have 6 points or 6 wides on the board. Sir, yeah, they'll be unhappy with that.
They will, but Turlough Moore come a bit more into the game.
They're in the game now as Jamie Holland comes on it. Jamie Holland flicks the ball across to Sean Loftus. Sean Loftus is on the ball now for Turlough Moore. He comes inside his man. Sean Loftus sprays the ball across the field looking for Jamie Holland. Holland has it now for Turlough Moore. He's the team captain. Jamie Holland tries to flick the ball forward, but Paul Hooban does really well for Lockray. And Paul Hooban comes away from the full back line. Gets the ball out to Tiernan Killeen. Killeen is on the ball now for Lockray. He hand passes it forward to Hannah. He's moving forward now, the team captain in the middle of the field. That's going to be a free. That's going to be a yellow card, I'd say, for Tom Quirk as well. It is a yellow card for Tom Quirk, and it's going to be a free out. And Lockray have repelled the situation there, and that was a half a goal chance for a couple of seconds for Turlough Moore. It's repelled, and it's going to be a free out, and the free out is to Lockray.
If Jamie Holland gives the pass right, if the pass was set to hand, Turlough had a great chance of a goal. But that's the kind of a game it is. They're hanging in. What, Lockray are 8, Turlough 3, anyone's game.
Yeah, it's 8 points to 5. Yeah, 3 between them as we come up towards half time here. We have 5 minutes to go here in this first half, and it's going to be a chance for the free taker Shane Morgan. It was 6 points to 1 at one stage, but Turlough Moore have responded. It's now 8 points to 5 as Shane Morgan will take this free as he gets ready to take it for Lockray. He's come a long way from the cornerback position. Shane Morgan will take the free, and Shane Morgan drives it high in towards the goal. Shane Morgan, has he got the distance? He has. He hasn't got the accuracy. He'd be disappointed with that one. That's a wide for him. We're coming up towards half time in the county senior football final. Salthill Knocknacarra lead Mike Cullen by a point. 1-4 for Salthill Knocknacarra. 6 points for Mike Cullen as they come up towards half time in that game. As Mark Fahey gets ready to take the puck out, Mark Fahey decides to go over towards the far side of the field looking for Fergal Moore. He's got a point. Fergal Moore himself and Paul Hooban having a good battle there over on the far side of the field. Paul Hooban and Fergal Moore, both of them wearing red helmets there, and the ball is over, and a stalemate situation ensues over on the far side of the field. But it's Sean Lennon who picks it up. He gets the ball back to Kevin Hussey. Kevin Hussey is on the ball now. Kevin Hussey soloing forward, gets the ball in towards to Tom Quirk. He's got a man inside him. That man is Fergal Moore. Fergal Moore has the ball now for Turlough Moore. Fergal Moore bearing down a goal across the field to Jamie Holland. It must be goal. It's in the back of the net. Jamie Holland has put it in the net. A goal for Turlough Moore. A well worked move by Turlough Moore. It went all the way up the field from Sean Lennon across eventually towards Jamie Holland from the pass from Fergal Moore. The sides are level all of a sudden. 8 points to 1-5.
Great move. They threatened to do before that. We were saying early on they threatened a goal. Lockray need to answer this now. Here they come again.
Lockray led by 6 points to 1 at one stage. It's won by Dylan Shocknessy. Shocknessy now for Lockray goes inside towards the full forward line. Joseph Mooney's out in front of his man. Oh, brilliantly taken by Mooney. He tries to take it on. Is he fouled there? Referee says he's not. And players from both sides now try to win possession, but the sides are level here. 1-5 to 8 points. Dara Whelan wins it. He gets the ball out towards Tom Quirk. You mentioned the Turlough Moore crowd getting behind their team. They're getting behind them now as Tom Quirk gets on the ball. He tries to play it through towards Moore, but it's intercepted superbly by Shane Morgan. Morgan with a lovely ball in towards Tiernan Killeen. Killeen has made the space. Now will he take on Sean Lennon? He won't. He'll go for a score. Tiernan Killeen in towards the goals. It comes off the post. It breaks out towards Martin McManus. I'm not quite sure what happened there. Did the umpire flag something there? But it's this play has suddenly stopped. The ball came off the post from the effort from Tiernan Killeen. Not quite sure what's happening here, sir. I think he's thrown in the ball. Did the umpire flag it that the ball had gone wide or something like that? It came off the post though, and eventually the referee has decided to throw it in. We didn't see really what happened there.
No, hard to know. No,
the rep ball did come off the post and the referee decided to throw it in, but here comes Michael Morris out from the full back line. Michael Morris soloing forward. He's got Sean Loftus in support, but it's intercepted by Johnny Cohn. Johnny Cohn now gets the ball after Tiernan Killeen. Will he give it back to him? He won't. He'll give it in towards Neil Keary. Neil Keary swivels in a sixpence, gets past his man. He tries to come inside Dara Whelan. Neil Keary flicks the ball back to Tiernan Killeen. Killeen has it now. Killeen decides to go back the way towards Anthony Burns. His shot is half blocked down. It should be won by Ronan Burke. It is won by Ronan Burke. 28 minutes gone here. Ronan Burke gets it out to Dahi Burke, his brother, and eventually Dahi Burke decides to go along with that one up towards Barry Callan. Callan can't win. It's won by Shane Morgan, or it's won by Hanrahan, I should say. It's broken off towards the Loughrea man here. Jamie Ryan is on it. Jamie Ryan has the ball. Kieran Hanrahan giving the pass. Jamie Ryan goes forward. He's got the ball twice. He goes inside his man. He takes on Barry Callan. He's still going forward. Jamie Ryan with a shot. Oh, what a score by Jamie Ryan. The score of the day for Loughrea. A brilliant score by Jamie Ryan. He puts it over the bar. He took on the Turlough Moorman there. He played it off the hurdle beautifully. Off his hand, over the bar. Great score.
Yeah, fantastic score. This, as I said earlier on, the season being quite, but he's a very good hurler. He's getting out around midfield. That's as good a score as seen any pitch, any country.
Brilliant score there, and it's going to be a puck out that's taken quickly back towards Mark Fahey. Mark Fahey decides to wind up to take a puck out. Salt Hill lead the county final by 2 points at half time, 15-6 points. That ball is pucked out. The players on both sides here though won't be interested in that at the moment. The ball breaks through towards Tom Quirk tries to win possession for Turlough Moore, and he's under serious pressure there from a number of Loughrea men. He gets the ball back towards Sean O'Hanlon, but Loughrea repel that situation as both sides try to assume the ascendancy as we come up towards half time here. 29 minutes played, it's 15-9 points. It's won by Sean O'Hanlon. He hits a shot over his shoulder. It should be Garage Lucknan's ball. It is Garage Lucknan's ball. He plays the ball across towards Hanrahan again, and it's Ian Hanrahan on the ball, and Ian Hanrahan decides to go along with that one again, but it's gone out over the line on this side of the field. It's caught by the Turlough Moore sub Matthew Tarpey, who throws it into Jerry Kearney. He drops it, and it's going to be a line ball, and the line ball is to Mark Murphy and to Turlough Moore with this at 9 points to 1-5. 29 minutes played here, Cyril. We think there's going to be two minutes additional time.
Lively game now, to be fair now. There's two top quality teams. It'll be harder than anyone that loses this. It'll be great for the victors, but these sides are good.
They sure are good. 29 minutes played. There's going to be 2 minutes additional time. We're live on FM and Gala Bay FM, and it's a point between the sides at the moment. It's Loughrea who lead by 9 points to Turlough Moore's 1-5. It was 6 points to one in the early stages of this game, but Turlough came right back into it. Jamie Holland got a point to score for them, or got a goal for them to level up matters before Jamie Ryan got the last point. And Sean O'Hanlon has responded for Turlough Moore. We're level against Earl. 6-9 points. 30 minutes have been played. We've 2 minutes to go here. It's a serious game of hurling between two right good teams.
It's a rip roaring game of hurling, I'm telling you that. Like both sets of forwards are like Loughrea. Look very, very dangerous. More dangerous early on. This could be for over carrying.
Kieran Hanrahan took too many steps coming out there, and it's a chance for a Turlough Moore here, and this would be a chance for them to go in front for the first time in the game, and a chance here no doubt that Sean Loftus will try and take for his side. 30 minutes played. It says Turlough Moore 1-6. Ballyalucarraic 9 points, it says on the scoreboard, and this could be a chance here for Turlough Moore to go to 1-7. It would be one you'd anticipate that Sean Loftus will put between the post. He's already scored 1 point. Sean O'Hanlon has got 2 points for them. Their goal came from Jamie Holland. Sean and got a score, as did Barry Callan and Fergal Moore. While for Loughrea, Jamie Ryan has got 2 points. Neil Carey's got 3. Mark McManus has got 2, as has Anthony Burns, as the free taker Sean Loftus stands over the free. This could be the chance to put Turlough Moore in front against the wind in this game here. It's the first time they've led. He's put it over the bar, and Turlough Moore leads by 1-7 points to Loughrea's 9 points. Good response by Turlough Moore from being 5 points down, and they looked in a bit of bother, sir.
Yeah, long ball here. No sharp puck out now.
Long puck out taken by the goalkeeper. Look down now. Brilliantly taken by Dahi Burke at centre half back. He's a colossus there for Turlough Moore. He gets the ball out to Dara Whelan. Dara Whelan going forward now for Turlough Moore. He gets the ball inside towards Fergal Moore, but it's won superbly by Paul Hooven. He bursts out from the full back line, and he finds himself out in the middle of the field. He decides to go launch that ball in towards the goal. It's a 2 men on the ground. The referee has decided that's going to be a free in. Joseph Mooney and his direct opponent, I think it was Ronan Burke, were battling for possession. Both of them ended up on the ground, and Brian Keown has been told that that's going to be a free in, and this is going to be the equaliser as we come up towards half time.
Yeah, and I suppose, like, you know, you'd have to say Turlough come back into the game, like, you know, they'll be delighted if they go in at half time. Say they were a point up, now it should be level, so they should be, they'll go in, say, 1-8 to 1-9. What is it?
1-7 to 9 points. Yeah, that'd be 10 points for Loughrea.
Yeah, but it should wind it up, and I'd say the time is up then.
Yeah, we've about 20 seconds to go here as we come up towards a half time. It's Turlough Moore 1-7, Loughrea 9 points. It says on the scoreboard. This should be 10 points surely for Loughrea. It is meat and drink to Neil Keary. It's 4 points for him. 2 frees, 1-65, and 1 from play. And suddenly the sides are level again. Turlough Moore 1-7, Loughrea 10 points. The 2 minutes additional time have almost been played. As Mark Fahey gets ready to take the puck out, and Mark Fahey decides to go down the field again looking for Sean O'Hanlon. He just lets the ball pass through him, and Sean O'Hanlon will go down on the ball. This is a chance to put Turlough in front coming up to half time. Sean O'Hanlon takes the ball on, sprays the ball right across the field into Dara Whelan. He pulls first time, and it's saved by the goalkeeper. And Garage Lucknan had to be alert there, and he was alert, but a beautiful ball out to Anthony Burns from the goalkeeper. Anthony Burns tries to take on his man. He's got a man in space. He's going to flick it off the ground, but he loses possession, and the ball has been picked up by Jamie Holland. But I think the referee, has he blown for half time? He hasn't, as Jamie Holland puts it over the bar. And that's a score for Jamie Holland, the team captain. 1-1, and Turlough Moore lead And that was the half time whistle. It's 1-8 for Turlochmore, 10 points for Loughrea. Good response for Turlochmore, good score there in the end, good save by Garage Lucknan, but the ball broke eventually to Jamie Holland. He puts it over the bar, 1-8 to 10 points. And following a position where Turlochmore were playing against the wind, they were 5 points down, 6 points to 1. They looked in a bit of bother. All of a sudden they're in front by half time. They'll be happy.
Yeah, they came together, they came to grips with Loughrea. It's a right good game, and even though they have the breeze, this is anyone's game really, you know, because Loughrea were dominant for the first 15 or 20 minutes, and after that Turlochmore came into the game, worked their way into it, good at the sharp ball. Before the goal came, they even opened up once or twice to maybe look for another one, but Loughrea forwards are still very dangerous and probably play as well against it, so it'll be touch and go. Like, you know, this thing is going to go down to the wire.
Yeah, it's half time here in the last of the Galway Senior Hurling Championship quarterfinals. They said this one was going to be tight. It's tight at half time. It's Turlough who lead by a point. Turlochmore 1-8, Loughrea 10 points.
Live match updates in association with Supermax. Try our new full Irish Papa John's pizza. Bacon, sausage and crumble black pudding with mushroom and onion. Perfect for any time of the day.
To Duggan Park in Ballinasloe. The second half hasn't started yet, with referee Brian Keown and his match officials there out on the field. But it's half time. It's 1 point between them at half time. It's Turlochmore who lead 1-8 to 10 points. And Cyrillus, a high octane first half there. The early stage is dominated by Loughrea. They led by 6 points to one, as we said before. Turlochmore finished very, very strongly in that half to go in a point ahead, 1-8 to 10 points. The goal from Jamie Holland.
Yeah, very good goal and a great pass and wound, and stuck it well. Like the threatened one before that, but up first 15 or 18 minutes now, it was all Loughrea. They were gone out deep with their forwards, running through the middle, taking great scores away, and cutting through the middle. Burns cut through the middle a few times. They all look good. Joe Mooney, you know, shocked to see. The whole lot of them are moving up. Niall Keary, Jamie Ryan got a fantastic score here from under the touch, under the stand here. But after all that, when Turlough settled, they moved the ball up and worked some good scores well. And I'd say they're very happy to be going in at half time and point up. But this game, the breeze won't affect, like, it's not going to affect these games the way the teams play, because that great player running game as well. They become from deep, they can poke the ball out sharp, because Turlough are actually pushing up on the puck out. They're quite content to lie back. It's anyone's game, and it's going to be tough on a team that loses, because you're going to lose one great team here. These are two very good teams that are worthy to be in the last four or the last two in any county championship.
Yeah, it's 1-8 to 10 points. Loughrea are out on the field. Turlochmore yet to come out. I can see a rainbow forming over on the far side of the field, Cyril, as well, so it's adding a bit of colour to the occasion here. We just hope it doesn't turn into a big shower of rain.
Yeah, well, I hope it stays away. They say there's goal at the end of that rainbow, but when you go looking for it, it's hard. But like, so far, like, the pitch has held up fairly well. At least when the ball is hit on the ground, it's moving in the grass, it isn't kind of sticking to it, like, you know. But it's anyone's game. Loughrea are out, they're mad for action. Turlough are taking their time coming, they're probably revving up as well. The first point or two after half time is going to be very vital. If Turlough can get it, it'll shove them up 3 points for that. They're the ones that count, you know. Sometimes everyone is flat out the last minute, but you need to be flat out the first minute of the second half as well as the first minute of the first half. Very vital.
Yeah, it sure is. Turlochmore still not out in the field, but I can see Gavin Keary and Nigel Murray out there just having a word with the Loughrea players prior to the start of this game. But it's a huge game, and the prize is huge, sir. We've said it yesterday with the quarterfinals. We've said it in the first game as well. The prize is huge here. It's a place in the last four of the Galway Senior Hurling Championship.
Oh yeah, because for the winners it's great, and for the losers you feel deflated. Here comes Turlough, Jamie Holland leading them out. You know, there's a fierce sun now shining down there as well into someone's eyes. I think it's in the goalie in the Loughrea, for the Loughrea goalie in the bend of slow end.
Turlochmore have wind advantage in the second half as well. We'll see if that's an advantage to them, or I don't know, will it be that much of an advantage? There wasn't a whole lot of advantage in the first game to Portumna, but these two teams, they know each other so well, and you know, they're going to have a right battle in this second half. And we've seen some great scores on both sides, and hopefully we have the same, sir, in the second half.
Ah yeah, these are two good teams, no one other inside out. It's rip roaring stuff. There's no quarter asker given. It's very fair so far. There isn't been a stroke in it.
The referee decides that the game is on. The second half is underway. We see players and mentors on both sides still not in their positions, but Loughrea are in their position at the moment. Jamie Ryan is soloing forward. Jamie Ryan looking to get the equaliser for Loughrea, but this one goes wide. He'd be disappointed with that one, because he had made loads of space. That's a sixth wide for Loughrea. Turlough have also struck six wides, and we see, will Mark Fahey decide to go long with this one, or will he go short with the first puck out? It'll be just interesting to see. Fergal Moore and Barry Callanan and has made his way out. Jamie Holland has half isolated himself on this side of the field as well, maybe looking for the ball, but eventually he decides to go long.
Middle
straight into the full forward line, and that full forward is Fergal Moore. Up they go forward, brilliantly taken out there by Shane Morgan, and that's a free out here. He just fell in at in top of Fergal Moore. He caught it brilliantly out of the air, nothing untoward there, but a free out none the same to Loughrea.
Yeah, he caught it clean, like, you know, I'd say it would be free out. You wouldn't know what's going to happen, because who throw it in. Like, it was a long, long ball. Turlough Newt has come along, but yet, fair play, shocked to see it up and caught it clean out of the sky.
Yeah, a brilliant catch by the young Lochray man there, and it's going to be a free out, I'd say, an indirect free to Lochray. One goal on 8 points to 10 points as Johnny Cohen leaves the ball down to Paul Hooban. And Paul Hooban, of course, missed a few games in this year's championship due to injury, and I suppose from a Lochray perspective, he's a serious player to have back in that full back line.
He's a very experienced warrior. He knows what to do, knows how to play it, and, you know, plays a bit on the edge where he's good ahead. Like, this season, like, he was county standard, could still be, like, you know, that guy could play anywhere, cornerback, wing back, but, like, he's made full back his own. He's very, very steady in there.
We have a minute and a half gone here, but Shane Morgan is picking up some attention over on the far side of the field from the Lochray medical team following that superb catch out of the air. He gets up, though. He's made of stern stuff, this young man. And eventually this is going to be a free out, and Lochray will take the free out. It's a 1-8 to 10 points. Nothing between these sides in the early stages of this second half. 1 point between the teams as Paul Hooban gets ready to take the free out for Lochray. And he drives that ball long down the field. Dahi Burke is making a run in towards it. Will he catch it out of the air? Will it be Jamie Holland? It's going to break, though, into the path of Neil Keary. Neil Keary, the chance to equalise the ball game, and Neil Keary puts it over the bar. The sides are level. Good score by Neil Keary, his second from play. We're level against Cyril. Great score, 1-8 to 11 points.
Yeah, it's anyone's game, like, you know, and he picked it up very easy. Going back to Morgan there, he's a good with his stuff, a good underage player, and this led his bread into purple.
Yeah.
This game is going to go down to the wire. The Turlough Moore will be tempted to go along. It might actually suit Lochray, because Lochray carry the ball when they get it, and we saw in the first game that Sarsis played much better against the Breeze.
We see a Turlough Moore man down injured, and it's the medical team from Turlough Moore who are now going out to attend to their player. The sides have been level on four occasions, but the sides are level, 1-8 to 11 points. Mark Fahey will get ready to take the puck out. We've had one score in this second half so far. We have about 3 minutes gone in this second half, but it's been stop start. There has been an injury on both sides, and of course this will eat into the time in this particular game, but also it'll add to it at the end of it when we'll see what additional time will be added on. But no doubt, even though we've only 3 minutes on the clock here, there will be a bit of injury time, because in fairness, as a player from both sides has been down injured, as Mark Fahey gets ready to take the puck out. I think it's Kevin Hussey was the man that was down injured, as we see Daniel Loftus doing a warm up here for Turlough Moore. He could soon be about to see action as Mark Fahey will take the puck out. Mark Fahey went long with the last one. He's going to go long with this one again, and Mark Fahey decides he's going to go put that in as far as he can in towards the full forward line. And that's what he does. Route one, that ball goes long. It's won by Lochray again. It's batted out to Tiernan Killeen. Killeen does well to get the ball out to Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan now is on the ball. He's got support, but Jamie Ryan decides to go running. And Jamie Ryan is running. He's going trying to get past Mark Murphy. Jamie Ryan does get past Mark Murphy, but Mark Murphy tries to get back on him. Jamie Ryan still going forward for Lochray. Jamie Ryan goes for a score from out the field, but this one has gone over the bar. It has gone over the bar. I thought the referee, the linesman was guard. The umpire was going to flag that one wide. Great score by Jamie Ryan. It's his third score of the day. He got two good ones in the first half. He's got another one now. He's got 3 points. Good score. Lochray lead by a point.
Against the Breeze. Now, that actually suits Lochray because they're carrying it the whole time. Here's a fast puck out.
Fast puck out to Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy is on the ball. Mark Murphy goes long in towards Sean Lennon. Lennon and O'Shane Kyle having a battle for possession over on the far side of the field. There's a point between the sides now. 4 minutes gone. Turlough Moore 1-8, it says in the scoreboard. Lochray 12 points as the players from both sides try to assume the ascendancy over on the far side of the field, as it's trying to be kicked forward by Fergal Moore over there. But Lochray should win the repel the situation. They don't. It's going to be a throw in ball on the 20 metre line, says the referee Brian Keown. But Turlough Moore and Lochray giving us a right good battle here. Lochray have started the second half impressively with 2 points to go in front by a point here, as that ball breaks out to Ian Hanrahan. And Ian Hanrahan first times that ball down the field over towards Neil Keary. Neil Keary's out in front of his man. He's got 1 point in the second half. He's got 5 in total. He's fouled there. That's going to be a free in, and Lochray will be happy with the way they've settled.
Yeah.
They started very well in the first half as well, got scores on the board, and they've started this second half equally impressively.
Yeah, very impressive. Like, it's the same thing again. Start very, very fast. Like, and they're leading by a point at the moment against the Breeze, but like they're carrying the ball very, very accurate, kind of, and shooting like. And I think it's Jamie Ryan might take this. He'd fancy himself. This guy is having a good game. He's in song at the moment. Now he's a fair bit out.
Yeah, he is a fair bit out, Jamie Ryan. He's on his own 65 metre line, but he'll be happy with the way things are going so far. From his perspective, he's got 3 points, 2 from playing the first half, and that excellent score a couple of moments ago. Jamie Ryan, he lifts, he bends, he strikes this in towards the goals. He has the distance, but he doesn't have the accuracy. That's his Lochray's second wide of the half. It's Jamie Ryan's second wide of the half as well, but it's going to be a puck out, and the puck out is to Mark Fahey. Mark Fahey is going to go short or long here. He's gone long with the first two so far. He's going to go long with this one again, we think. He goes over towards the far side of the field, and players on both sides try to assume the ascendancy over there. The ball is going to break towards Sean Lennon. Lennon loses possession. Now Jamie Holland picks it up. Jamie Holland is on the ball. He's soloing forward. Jamie Holland got a goal and a point for Turlough Moore. Flicks the ball off towards Sean Loftus. Loftus has the ball there in space on the far side of the field. Loftus goes for a score. He launches it in towards the goals, but this one is going to go wide, is it? It has gone wide, and that's a wide for Turlough Moore, wide number 7 for them. Loughrea have also struck seven wides, but the important statistic is on the board, and it's Loughrea who lead by a point. The pile goes out to the far side of the field. It's won by Kevin Hussey for Turlochmore. Kevin Hussey is on the ball now. He's holding 45 to flick it forward. He can't do so because it's intercepted by Brian Keary. He gets the ball out to Kieran Hanrahan. Ian Hanrahan tries to get the ball further forward, but Tom Quirk repels that situation for Turlochmore, and eventually the ball goes out over the line, and it's a line ball on this side of the field, and the line ball is to Turlochmore. But while we had a lot of free, expansive, open hurling circle in the first half, the second half is just a bit more cagey at the early stages.
Yeah, and people are marking, like, there's no one loose for the puck out, so everyone's kind of pushing up, because you can't, if you give anyone loose here, they're going to run using overlap.
Kevin Hussey will take the sideline for Turlochmore, his side, 1 point in arrears as he gets ready to take this sideline for his side. Turlochmore, last time they were county champions was 1985, Loughrea 2006, so both sides starved of senior success in the last while, and sure they'll be looking to address that this year. As the ball is won by Anthony Burns, he goes long with that one in towards the full forward line. It's intercepted though by the Turlochmore man there, and eventually Dahi Burke is on the ball. Dahi Burke comes away from his centre half back position. He gets the ball long up towards Barry Callanan. Callanan and Kieran Hanrahan battling possession. The ball breaks through though, and a push by Paul Hooban on Fergal Moore there, and that's going to be a free in, chance for the equaliser. And in fairness, they're having some battle in there, the two of them, powerful men, and a free in, a chance to equalise the ball game again.
They're like two sumo wrestlers in there, both of them are going hammer and tongs. Now it's very fair, you'd have to say that, but like Paul was caught that time. Another time it'd be kind of maybe a free out from behind, and you'd imagine, you know, Loftus would put this over to bring it back to level terms again.
Yeah, it's was 1-8 to 10 points at half time, and Loughrea have struck 2 points in the early stages of this second half. Turlochmore yet to score in the second half, 8 minutes almost played here. This should be a score for Sean Loftus. He has got 2 points so far, both from the place ball, a chance for him to score his third point of this game. Sean Loftus puts that ball high, he's put it over the bar, he has put it over the bar. That's 3 points for Sean Loftus, 2 from the first half and 1 in the second half, and we're level again for the fifth time. 1-9 for Turlochmore, 12 points for Loughrea. Garage Lucknan looks upfield, decides to go over towards Tiernan and Killeen. Loughrea have a 2-1 here if that ball breaks, but Dara Whelan does really well for Turlochmore. He wins that ball. Dara Whelan tries to go down it under pressure there, but Tiernan and Killeen flicks it away from him, and Tiernan and Killeen has the ball now on the 45-metre line. When he loses possession, it breaks through towards Kieran Hanrahan, and eventually Jamie Holland tries to pick it up for Turlochmore, and Jamie Holland has the ball for Turlochmore. He's bursting out from the half-back line. Jamie Holland soloing forward. Jamie Holland got caught up there. I think there was a number of players went on the ground. I'm not quite sure what happened there. I think the referee nearly got in the way as well. And it's going to be a free to Turlochmore though, and a chance here for them to go in front.
Yeah, now Jamie Holland towards the last 10 minutes of the first half came into the game, and he's doing the same again. Like, he's picked midfield, but he's going back in the half-back line helping out. But it is very noticeable in the second half that there's no maybe real loose players for puck out, so everyone is pushing up, so you have to fight for your own ball.
Yeah, it's a free to Turlochmore following that foul on Jamie Holland, and it's Sean Loftus who's come out to take it. But it's on a knife edge here, Cyril. There's nothing between them. 1-9 to 12 points.
Yeah, he's a long way out here. He's about 70 yards at least when goes a bit to the right. But, you know, the distance should be no problem. With the accuracy, he'll have to be. Have to hit it dead on, but this guy is a good hurler, has improved a ton this year since we went up centre forward. He's one of the main, carrying the main threat for Turlochmore.
Jamie Holland seems to be okay. He's got the running repairs done. He's okay, and he will assume his position, no doubt, in the middle of the field for Turlough, as Sean Loftus stands over the free. He got the last point to equalise the ballgame. This possibly is a chance for him to put his side in front. He should have no difficulty with the distance. We'll just see, has he got the accuracy to shoot his fourth point of the game on the midfield position, as Sean Loftus takes that free. It's gone high in towards the goal. That's gone over the bar, and that puts Turlough in front. Good score by Sean Loftus. That's 4 for him, 2 in either half, and Turlough lead again, 1-10 to 12 points. Good score by Sean Loftus.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy one, like, you know, and there's a breeze, and there's, you know, it's tricky, it's wet a bit, but nice puck out by Lucknan.
Garage Lucknan takes the puck out, goes to the far side of the field. It breaks into the path of Neil Keary. He took that one out of the air well. Gets it back to Ian Hanrahan. Blocked down superbly though by Dara Whelan. And Dara Whelan's a Tigers pair for Turlochmore. Gets the ball forward to Sean Loftus. Loftus is on the ball. He goes for score from out the field. Sean Loftus high in towards the goals. It looks good from here. It's gone high in towards the goals. Well taken by the goalkeeper Lucknan. He does really well there. And there's a Turlochmore man on the ground. Is that a penalty?
Trouble
We're
here.
Not quite sure what happened there. Fergal Moore or
Trouble
is it Barry
here.
Callanan that's on the ground.
Trouble.
And the referee has gone in. I think there could this be a penalty? Could Paul Hooban be in a bit of bother here?
I don't know, did he clip him or did he twist himself? But the umpires, the two of them are there talking. Ref is going in.
Yeah, not quite sure what happened there, but Fergal Moore is on the ground. And is this a possible penalty for the men of Turlochmore? Brian Keown goes in to speak to his umpires.
Big decision.
Huge decision in the context of the game. It's 1-10 to 12 points. It'll be just interesting to see what actually happens here. And we said that Fergal Moore and Paul Hooban were having a right good battle, which they were. And we'll see what Brian Keown decides here. But Fergal Moore is getting some running repairs from the Turlochmore medical team out there. Brian Keown, though, obviously is just taking his time to make a decision with regard to this serve, and I suppose that's a good refereeing on his part.
We were looking at the ball. He either got a clip or he just twisted himself. It's hard to know. Now, the umpires were on the spot straight away, so Hooven is down as well.
Be just interesting to see what the decision is here. The referee has decided that he's going to speak to Fergal Moore as well as Paul Hooven. He's just saying to both players to calm it down a small bit. Something went on there, and I think it's going to be a throw-in, or who had the ball, I'm not quite sure who had the schlitter, but it's going to be free out to Lockray, an indirect free out to Lockray there, and it's a 1-10 to 12 points. The Turlochmore people not happy with that decision. We didn't see it, but the ball goes long down the field. It's won by Kevin Hussey. Kevin Hussey is on the ball. Kevin Hussey comes inside his man, and Kevin Hussey does well there. Kevin Hussey flicks the ball forward, and it's going to be won by Johnny Cohn. Johnny Cohn is on the ball now for Lockray. Johnny Cohn sprays the ball across the field to Dylan Chocknessy in space. Dylan Chocknessy is on the ball. Is this a chance to equalise the ball game? Dylan Chocknessy goes for a score from out the field, but this one goes wide. Wide number 8 for Lockray. They've struck 3 in the second half. Mark Fahey takes the quick book out. He goes towards Jamie Holland. Jamie Holland is under this ball. Jamie Holland catches that ball superbly out there. He makes the space possibly to go for a score. He decides to go back the field to Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy going to go for a score now for Turlochmore. Is this a chance to put them 2 points to the good? It is. Mark Murphy with a brilliant score by Turlochmore. But again, it was Jamie Holland, Cyril, the man you've mentioned, who has come storming into the game, the team captain. He laid it back to Mark Murphy. Good score, 111 to 12 points.
Fast book out.
Ball is won by Turlochmore again into the hands of Jamie Holland. Holland from the middle of the field. Is this a chance to put his side 3 in front? It was, but he puts it wide, and that's 8 wides for them. Daniel Loftus is about to see action for Turlochmore. They've gone 2 in front. 111 Turlochmore, 12 points for Lockray, as this puck out is going to come from Lochnan. They've got Lockray goalkeeper. He's done well in this game for his side. He gets ready to take the puck out. 2 points between the sides. He goes over to the far side of the field. He's looking for Dylan Chocknessy over there. Dylan Chocknessy breaks the ball through towards Neil Keary. Lovely flick by Neil Keary to get away from Michael Morris. Neil Keary makes the space now to go for the score. Neil Keary still throwing forward for Lockray. Neil Keary flicks the ball across the field, and it's intercepted there by Kevin Hussey for Turlochmore. He's coming out from the wing back position, and eventually he hand passes the ball across this side of the field, but it's only to Anthony Burns. Burns with a chance for his 3rd point of the day. Anthony Burns puts that over the bar. 3 points for Anthony Burns. He'll be happy with his contribution. Good score, and a score Lockray needed, because Turlock had scored 3 in a row, and it back to a 1 point ball game, 111 to 13 points.
That ball could have been cleared a bad hand pass from Turlochmore back right across the board, just a mistake. But what do you call,
Daniel Loftus is in for Kevin Hussey for Turlochmore, wearing 17, coming in for number 5, and there's a point between them. Anthony Burns has got 3 points. He's playing well in the half hour line for Lockray.
Loftus 1 week in the team, he's a good hurler,
he sure is. That ball is poked out long, up they go for it, brilliantly taken by Oisin Coyle in the half back line for Lockray. He comes away from that half back line. Now Oisin Coyle hand passes the ball forward out towards Ian Hanrahan in the middle of the field, but Ian Hanrahan can't get to that one because the pass was overcooked, and that's going to be a line ball over on the far side of the field to Mark Murphy and to Turlochmore. It's delicately poised. 14 minutes almost played here, a point between them. Turlochmore 111, anyone's game, as Cyril says. Turlochmore 111. Ballyalocharriach, Nodge at 3 Jake, as Mark Murphy gets ready to take this sideline for his side. A good line ball by Mark Murphy in towards that full forward line. Up goes Brian Keary first. He bats the ball down into space, tries to pick it up. He does so at the second attempt. Brian Keary has Paul Hooban in support. Hooban has a man over on this side of the field. He is Shane Morgan, into the hands of Shane Morgan. Morgan has Anthony Burns outside him. If he sees him, he does see him. Anthony Burns has come deep to win this one. He lets the ball go past him. He's under pressure now, though, from Sean Lennon. Anthony Burns takes the ball on. He cuts in past Sean Lennon and decides to go along with that ball in towards Mark McManus in full forward. Brilliantly taken by McManus. He makes the space to go for score. That's a superb score by Lockray, all the way up the field. It was won by Brian Keary initially. They worked their way up the field. Good score by Mark McManus. We're level again. And if you look at Mark McManus and Joseph and Anthony Burns, they combined there superbly. They've both got 3 points each.
Yeah, they played very well there. Like, they worked it up the whole into the pitch. Fantastic score. There's some great scores like on both sides. But like, the game is evenly balanced, and you know, a goal is going to be a big thing. Turlochmore kind of got off with just a little bit. Lockray are taking the game to them, but we did that in the first half. Turlochmore finished very strong.
Yeah, Joseph Mooney just getting some running repairs there. Sides level in this game, as this puck out is going to be taken. It's gone long again. Sides level, up they go for it. The ball is going to break. Brilliantly taken by Tiernan Kennedy. He put down that left paw. He caught it in his hand, gets it off to Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan starts soloing with that ball now for Lockray. Jamie Ryan is still soloing. He's under pressure from Darragh Whelan. Jamie Ryan going forward. Jamie Ryan cuts inside his man. That's a free in. A foul by Daniel Loftus. And this is the chance for Lockray to go in front here. And Jamie Ryan has lifted the siege there.
Yeah, did a good run, carried the ball a good bit, but like, he got away with it. He's very, very fast, and he's dangerous. This Lockray should go a pint up from this.
And you mentioned Daniel Loftus coming in for Turlochmore, but another young man, Darren Shocknessy, about to see action as well. He won't weaken the Lockray attack, you would think. Another guy who's, of course, an All-Ireland minor and medal winner with Galway a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's the thing about these two teams. They have subs coming on that have represented Galway. They're not, like, they are good players. They're beyond other club teams, like, you know.
This is the chance here now for Neil Keary. He has got 5 points so far, 2 from play, 2 frees and a 65. The chance here to put Lockery in front. We have reached the 16th minute almost of the second half.
Second half is flying now, isn't it? Like, you know, it's hard to believe it's going into the 16th minute.
1-14 points. They have reached the three-quarter stage in Pearce Stadium as well in the football final. Saltill, 1 point to the good. 1-6-8 points there, as this free is going to be taken by Neil Keary. Neil Keary will stand over this free for Lockray. The chance for him to put his side in front here. Once again, following that marauding run by Jamie Ryan. And there was two schlitters on the field. And eventually Neil Keary has decided he's going to use the one that's right in front of him. Yeah. A chance here for his sixth score of the day. This would put Lockray in front again as we have reached 16 minutes and 16 seconds. 1-11 for Turlochmore, 14 points at the moment for Lockray. Will that be 15 points in a couple of seconds? It sure will be 15 points because Neil Keary puts it between the posts. 6 points for Neil Keary, 3 from the place ball, 2 from play and 1 from a 65. And Darren Shocknessy will come into that Lockray attack now, wearing the number 23 jersey. It's 1-11 points to 15 points at this particular stage. They have been level on 6 occasions. Lockray have got the last 3 points, and Darren Shocknessy comes in place of the team captain Ian Hanrahan, and this is going to be a sub for Lockray, their first of the day. 1-11 to 15 points. Lockray have answered with 3 good points to go in front. The puck out to the far side of the field, looking for Jamie Holland over there. The ball breaks through him and it's going to be picked up by the Lockray men there. Lockray, as Johnny Cohn tries to go down the ball, though he's under pressure there, he loses possession. Sean Lennon tries to kick it forward, but Brian Keary, a revelation as wing back for Lockray in this year's championship, is on the ball. He sprays the ball back the field to the goalkeeper Garrett Lucknan, and Garrett Lucknan controls that there and gets the ball out towards Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan puts up the hand and Jamie will probably go running again if he can pick it up. He can't do so, he's under pressure there. Neil Keary's also there, but Sean Loftus there, and Loftus Daniel picked it up, but it was his pocket was picked by Neil Keary. He goes down with that ball into McManus. McManus puts up that left hand. McManus is on the ball, sprays the ball across the field to Dylan Shocknessy. Dylan Shocknessy, hi, Dylan Shocknessy over the bar. A good score by Dylan Shocknessy, and Lockray have hit 4 in a row. Good play by the Lockray. 16 points for Lockray, 1-11 for Turlochmore.
Yeah, beautiful score, great score, very well played. Lockray now gone 2 points up. Again, they're in the driving seat, and from was this point in the first half, now they kind of fell away.
The goalkeeper Mark Fahey will take the puck out. Mark Fahey decides to go over to the far side of the field looking for Fergal Moore. Moore's out in front of his man Paul Hooban, but Paul Hooban lets that ball break through towards Shane Morgan. Morgan hand passes the ball back to Brian Keary in space. Turlough have two subs warming up here as that ball goes out towards Oisin Coyle. Just took his eye off it there, and Jamie Holland came in on top of him, but Coyle does well to flick the ball away from Jamie Holland. He decides to launch that ball long down the field, and he puts it as far as he can up towards McManus. McManus, oh, brilliantly taken again. He's having the day of his life in there at corner forward. He's under serious pressure from Killian Whelan. He goes past him. Mark McManus has got 3 points. He's going there two for number 4, is he? He hand passed the ball across the field. Joseph Mooney bearing down a goal. He gets a shoulder in towards the goals. He pulls it out. Great save. A great save. It's a penalty, though. Joseph Mooney was adjudged to have been fouled. It was a brilliant save by Mark Fahey. He threw himself at it. Mooney was fouled. Penalty to Lockray.
Yeah, he was cutting through. It was a fantastic save. A great move again. You know, Turlough are getting caught here. Like, they're poking the balls out long. Lockray are backing off and coming running from deep. That's their kind of game, and it suits them. This is a game changer, you know.
Yeah, this surely is a game changer. But McManus, he has that left hand that he's pulling up, Cyril. It's causing serious problems. He's a powerfully built man, and he's powerful in the air, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very good in the air, and he's playing that way all day, like all year, really. Like, he's very good. Like, you know, Burns, these boys aside, Mooney, they're big, strong men, and this could be a game changer if they can score this goal here.
Yeah, this is a penalty. Turlochmore have two subs about to come in. Matthew Tarpey and Aina O'Lynchy could be about to make his senior championship debut for Turlochmore as this penalty comes. And it's a penalty to Lockray, and is it Johnny Cohn who's gone up to take the penalty?
Johnny Cohn
with the penalty for Lockray. The sides are Lockray lead by 2 points. This will stretch him to 5 into the back of the net. A great strike by Johnny Cohn. He'll be happy with that one. Johnny Cohn blasts the penalty to the net. It's 116 to 111. Great strike by Johnny Cohn in the back of the net. There was no mistake with that one.
That's a big score now in this game. Here are two subs coming on for Turlough.
Yeah, two youngsters coming in for Turlochmore. Two young men still in school, would you believe it? Matthew Tarpey and Aina O'Lynchy are coming in for Turlochmore. Fergal Moore is one man that's gone off, and I think I'm not quite sure, is it one of the defenders that's gone off as well for Turlochmore? Mark Murphy has gone in towards the corner back position. Is it?
I'd say so.
Michael Morris that's coming off. I think it's Mikey Morris that's coming off. But there's 5 points between them. It's a huge lead. It's Barry Callan, not Fergal Moore, that's coming off. But it's a huge lead now with 10 minutes to go for Lockray. 116 to 111.
Turlough need to answer that. They need at least to get a point.
Turlochmore led in the early stages of this second half, but Lockray have responded with a goal and 3 or 4 points there in a row. That ball breaks out towards Jamie Ryan. He's having a big influence in the game. Jamie Ryan gets the ball across the field towards Tiernan Killeen. Killeen goes down with the ball at the second attempt. He's got Burns in space, but he decides to go into that full forward line looking for McManus. He puts out that left hand again. He has the ball in his hand. Mark McManus going for point number 4. Mark McManus makes no mistake. A brilliant score by Martin McManus. He is putting out that left hand serve, and the ball is like glue with the way it's sticking to it. He puts it over the bar. 4 points for him.
Yeah, he's having the game of his life here. He's definitely man of the match so far. Turlocher throwing caution to the wind now. That's going down. Like they've stretched it now. It's up to 6 points. Lockrea really taking a grip. Just shows you that breeze against it. Just because you have the breeze doesn't mean anything really. Like they're playing much better against it.
Barry McDonough will soon see action for Turlochmore wearing number 18. Sean Nanan is the man that's down injured, but that's a huge lead. It's 117 to 111. I think Turlough went 2 points up at the early stages of this second half, but have been pulled in by Lockrea, and in fairness Lockrea, they have been superb. Jamie Ryan playing a huge game as well for them, coming very very deep, winning a lot of ball as well. Sir,
yeah, very very fit. They're all coming very very deep and running in the short hand passing, letting the ball heading in long enough into the lads inside the full forward line.
1 goal and 17 points to 1 goal and 11. That puck out is taken. Chirnan, it's going to break into the hands of Sean O'Hanlon. He takes that out of the air. Sean O'Hanlon high and over the bar. Great score by Sean O'Hanlon. He just took the puck out. It's his third score. Won it ahead of Brian Keary. Puts it over the bar. Score Turlough needed. A good one.
They definitely need a great catch. Great puck out. Catch turned over the bar. But they definitely need that. And they need a few more just to hang in. There's about 9 minutes left. Maybe more. It's a bit of injury time. But they're, what are they, 5 points down?
Yeah, Lockrea. 1 goal and 17 points. Turlochmore, 1 goal and 12. Puck out to the far side of the field. It's won by Brian Keary. Brian Keary decides to go solo with the ball. He's under pressure now. He loses his possession though. And Tom Crook did well there for Turlochmore. It's picked up by Sean O'Hanlon, the man who got the last point. Sean O'Hanlon has the ball back towards Matthew Tarpey, the youngster. Matthew Tarpey tries to drive the ball forward, but it's blocked down and it's picked up by E. Kieran Hanrahan back there for Lockrea. He kicks the ball away and eventually the ball is going to be broken into the Turlochmore man's path in towards Tom Quirk. Quirk is on the ball now. He's under pressure from Johnny Cohen, the goal scorer. Back towards Ian O'Lynchy. Ian O'Lynchy, the youngster, gets the ball across the field to Dahi Burke coming up the field. Dahi Burke high in towards the goals. It's a dangerous ball. It's flicked into the net. It's come off Paul Hooban, would you believe it? It's got in the net. Paul Hooban threw himself at the ball. It's ended up in the net. It's an own goal, so to speak. It was the ball by Dahi Burke. He went for the point, it must be said. It broke inside and Paul Hoobins threw himself at it. The ball flies into the back of the net. A break that Turlochmore needed. 117 to 212.
They've got a break there now. They're good enough to take it. A good puck out by Lucknan.
Up goes Dahi Burke. He has it in his hand again for Turlochmore. The game looked over. Those 6 points between them. Turlough have hit 1-1. The ball is won again by Dahi Burke. Off to Matthew Tarpey. Tarpey long in towards the full forward line, but it's intercepted superbly by Brian Keary. Brian Keary goes long in towards his full forward. It's won by Mark Murphy. The ball is flicked out to Dahi Burke. Dahi Burke for Turlochmore. There's life in this game yet. It's picked out towards Killian Whelan. Killian Whelan across the field to Jamie Holland in space. Jamie Holland on the 45 metre line. Jamie Holland high in towards the goals. Jamie Holland has put it over the bar. All of a sudden, there was 6 points between them. We're now down to a 1 point ball game against Earl. 2-13 for Turlochmore, 1-17 for Lockrea. This is some game of hurling.
The game of hurling, it never fails to amaze really, because anything can happen.
And in fairness, like Turlochmore, they looked in serious bother, sir.
Oh, they were.
All of a sudden, we're back to 1 point ball game. Oh, brilliantly taken the puck out by Dahi Burke. He's surging into it. Off to Jamie Holland. Jamie Holland on the ball. Jamie Holland has got a goal and 2 points. Has Jamie Holland equalised the ball game? Jamie Holland high in towards the goals, but this one goes wide. That's wide number 9 for Turlochmore. But Lockrea probably a bit shell shocked at the moment by what's happened here in the last couple of moments.
Yeah, well, that was tough looking, Paul Hooban, because he went to dive to save it. And it's an OG. You don't see many of them in hurling. Turlochmore men down here. They're back in the game. What have we got? 19 points to 20. Lockrea are still leading by a point.
Yeah, and Dahi Burke, in fairness to him, he has surged into the game in the last few minutes as well, hasn't he?
Well, he's thrown his body on the line, really. He's thrown himself into everything. Is that Dahi that's down?
Dahi that's down injured, yeah. It looks to be a hand injury for Dahi Burke. But he is putting up that, if we say Martin McManus is catching serious ball, Dahi Burke is catching it as well for the Turlochmore men. There's 1 point between the sides. There's 3 minutes to go in Salt Hill in the county final in the football. Salt Hill knocked the Carra lead by 2 points over Mike Cullen. 1-9 to 10 points there with 3 minutes of normal time to go, as there's a point between them here. Lockrea lead by a point here with 25 minutes almost played here. 1 goal and 17 points for Lockrea. It's Turlochmore, 2 goals and 13 points.
Dahi looks in trouble with that hand. You can see the doc. I'd say there's a dislocated finger or something. Won't want to come off, but look at they're trying to.
He won't want to come off. Dr. Brendan Day there is looking at the hand of Dahi Burke. Of course, he's been with the Turlochmore club team for many, many years. Dr. Brendan Day, as he's Dahi Burke doesn't want to come off, though. I'd say the finger could be about to be put into place there as well, which is an awful sore thing, as we see Shane O'Brien about to come on. Yeah, Shane O'Brien is about to come on for Lockrea.
Yeah, 15.
But it was 117 to 111. With about 10 minutes to go here, and all of a sudden, sir, it's changed with a goal and 2 points being scored by the men of Lockrea, or by Turlochmore.
Yeah.
Anthony Burns has been taken off, by the way. Shane O'Brien is in. Dahi Burke still receiving the attention over there. We have 5 minutes of normal time. We'll surely have three or four of it injury time, because we had a good number of stoppages at the early stages of the first half, of the second half, and we have a big one here as well for Dahi Burke. One point between them. Could we be heading to extra time possibly here in this game? Yeah. We were saying this game was 50-50. There's still only a point between them now. 1:17 for Loughrea, 2:13 for Turlochmore.
This won't be short, you'll find.
Garage Lucknan will take the free out for his side. They are 1 point to the good at the moment.
Good
point. Here comes Garage Lucknan. He goes long with that ball. It's going to be one in the middle of the air by, there's a cameraman. It's right in front of me. I can't actually see. It's won by Loughrea. It's won by Neil Keary. Neil Keary has it for Loughrea. He's plays the ball back to Oisin Coyle in space. Oisin Coyle decides to go further back the field to Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan is going to go for a score. Jamie Ryan high in towards the goals. Jamie Ryan has put it between the posts. A superb score by Jamie Ryan. He's got 4 points, and it was one that Loughrea needed. Great score by Jamie Ryan once again.
Yeah, brilliant score. But he won sight of it. Here's a long puck out, I'd say.
Long puck out goes long. Joseph Mooney's gone deep. Plays the ball off to Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan soloing forward now for Loughrea. Is this a chance to put them three in front again? Jamie Ryan still going through for Loughrea. Jamie Ryan has got a runner beside him. That's Dylan Shocknessy. Dylan Shocknessy going through. Jamie Ryan gets it back. Jamie Ryan has a man inside him. Jamie Ryan puts it over the bar. 5 points for Jamie Ryan. Three in the second half. And when Loughrea needed scores, he has answered the call with two superb ones to put them three in front again. 2:13 to 1:19.
Yeah, he's travelled a lot with that, but he's getting away with it. He's very, very fast. He's playing brilliant.
The puck out is going to come from Mark Fahey. He'll have to go along with this one. Mark Fahey does go along with this one over towards the far side of the field. It's going to be won by Sean O'Hanlon. Was it? Breaks into the path though of Brian Keary. Brian Keary now soloing forward for Loughrea. There's been a goal in Pier Stadium. The men of Mike Cullen have got the goal to go in front. The ball is won by the Turlock Mormon back there, Killian Whelan. Killian Whelan comes out from the corner back position, gets it off to Tom Quirk, back to Dara Whelan. Dara Whelan gets it up to Sean O'Hanlon. Good play by the Turlock Mormon there. He's got Matthew Tarpey in space, but he's going to go for the score himself. Sean O'Hanlon looking for point number four for him. Sean O'Hanlon high. He makes no mistake. He puts it over the bar. Good score by Sean O'Hanlon. He's one of the top young stars in Galway hurling. He's got 4 good points in play. Two between them again. Yeah. 1:19 to 2:14.
Yeah, he's playing very, very good. Any game I see him this year, you can play him anywhere. He's very, very lively.
There's a Loughrea man down injured. I think it could be Neil Keary, but it's all to play for here. It's tight, it's tense. We have about 2 minutes of normal time to go, plus whatever additional time will be added on. And we say there could be 4 to 5 minutes additional time the way things are going, because players from both sides have gone down injured. There's 2 Loughrea men down, Neil Keary, and I think it's a brother, Brian Keary, that's down as well. So the 2 Keary brothers have played well for Loughrea, it must be said. But it's been a high octane game. It's been a serious game, sir, between 2 really good teams.
2 very good teams. Hard to see a loser here, like both going well. But Niall, I'd say the injury time will be long, because like there's been a lot of stoppages, you know, all over the place. I'd say you get at least 5 minutes.
Yeah, the Loughrea men are up. They seem to be okay. 1:19 for Loughrea, 2:14 for Turlochmore. 28 minutes gone here. That means we've 2 of normal time to go, plus the additional time. We could have 5 or 6 minutes left yet, as Garage Lucknan takes the puck out. It goes high into the air, brilliantly taken by the Turlochmore captain. That's Jamie Holland. Jamie Holland, is he going to go for a score? Jamie Holland high in towards the goals. Jamie Holland, that goes long, but this one is going to go wide. He'll be disappointed with that one. 10 wides for Turlochmore. Loughrea have struck 8. There's 2 points between them, and the puck out is going to come from Lucknan. He's going to take his time, no doubt, with this one. He won't be in any hurry. His side lead by 2 points, 1:19 to 2:14. Here comes Garage Lucknan with this puck out now for Loughrea. He goes over towards the far side of the field, looking for Joseph Mooney. Mooney puts up the left hand. It's broken down though by Jamie Holland into the path of Sean Loftus. Loftus under pressure there from Johnny Cohn and Tiernan Killeen. Loftus has the ball in his hand. There's a Jamie Holland is down injured. This is going to be an indirect free to Turlochmore, and this could be a dangerous ball, because I'm sure what Turlochmore will do with the head position, sir. This will be an indirect free to Turlochmore. Yeah. So they'll launch this in front of the goals, I'd say.
They want to lob it in, I'd say. Yeah, that's what they're going to do.
The man that's down injured is Jamie Holland. He's had a fine game for Turlochmore as well. There's been performances all over the field from both teams. We look at Loughrea. Mark Manus, 4 points. Jamie Ryan has got 5 from play. They have been their star players from a scoring perspective. For Turlochmore, of course, Jamie Holland with a goal and 2 points. Sean O'Hanlon has got 4. There's been stars all over the field. We look at the defenders. Dahi Burke has been superb for Turlochmore. While for Loughrea, Brian Keary has been exceptional. Shane Morgan has been really, really good. There's a lot of serious talent and serious players on both sides here.
Yeah, both teams are very, very good. Like, you know, and this is going to go down. This, what is it, 2 points in it? It'll go down to the wire.
Jamie Holland still receiving attention there as the Turlochmore medical team are out there beside him. We'll have the draw, as we said, for the semi-finals of the Senior Hurling Championship immediately after this game. We know who 3 of the teams are. We still don't know who the fourth team will be, sir, and I'd say it'll be well into the additional time before we know who that fourth team will be.
Loughrea in the driving seat are 2 points up, and time is nearly up, the official time, like, but it'll still go a long way.
Here comes this indirect free, I think, to Turlochmore, but Jamie Holland is the man that's injured. We have the 60 minutes played. We haven't been told what the additional time will be, but as I keep saying, there will probably be a good number of minutes of additional time at the end of this game, as we see Turlochmore and Lochray both about to bring in subs. I think Tom Hooban will soon see action for Lochray, while Barry McDonough is the man that's going to be coming on for Turlochmore. Barry McDonough is coming in for Turlochmore. And is it Jamie Holland, the man that's injured, that's coming off? Jamie Holland is coming off injured, and in fairness, Cyril, he's had a fine game as team captain for Turlochmore today.
Very well, I'd say. He's hurt his leg or knee or something, but like, he's had a very good game, a very good class player. Usually he's been playing centre back for Turlough this year without centre field, but he's a good hurler.
He got injured, of course, in the quarter final as well against Oranmore Mary. And this is a free, and it's an indirect free to Turlochmore. And the indirect free is going to be taken by Sean Loftus. Tom Hooban also coming in for Lochray, wearing number 22. We haven't seen who's gone off the Lochray team. Thomas. I think it's Joseph Mooney. He's injured as well. So two big players from both sides, Jamie Holland and Joseph Mooney, coming off the field. Looks as if Joseph Mooney is at a shoulder injury or leg injury. You don't want to see players coming off the field injury, because with the semi-final for whichever team will be next weekend.
Loftus is looking for someone to run, but they can't do it yet. Tom Hooban is a big, forceful player, good to catch a ball and good to carry, good to get it free off him. Like, might be good to score, but he laid off to someone.
Yeah, Jamie Holland and Joseph Mooney both coming off the fields for their respective sides. Mike Cullen have won the county football final by a point, 110 to 19. A late goal there by Peter Cook, winning the title. Sean Loftus takes the free. He goes looking for Sean Loftus. 7 minutes additional time. Sean O'Hanlon has the ball now. This is a chance to bring it back to 1 point. Sean O'Hanlon goes for a score. Is it inside the post? It isn't inside the post. It goes to the wrong side of the post. But we're going to have 7 minutes additional time, Cyril. We said there'd be about 5 minutes, but there's going to be 7 minutes additional time.
Yeah, plenty of time left. But after saying that, now you'll prefer to be the 2 points up.
Yeah, here comes the puck out to Lochray, and the puck out will be taken by the goalkeeper. That's Garrod Lucknan. 7 minutes additional time going to be added on here in this game, as that ball is pucked out. The ball is going to be won by Lochray. It's going to be won by Jamie Ryan. Jamie Ryan loses the hurl. He appeals that the hurl was taken off him. He gets it forward to Neil Keary. Neil Keary going to go for a score. Neil Keary high in towards the goals. Neil Keary puts the ball between the posts. A brilliant score by Neil Keary. A seventh point for him in the day. 32 minutes around the clock. We still have 5 minutes to go here, as that ball is pucked out quickly. It's 2 goals and 14 points for Turlochmore. 1 goal and 20, it says in the scoreboard, for Lochray. Shane O'Brien wins it, but the ball goes out over the line, and the line ball is to Turlochmore.
Great
on this side of the field.
Like,
a superb score by Neil Keary.
Yeah, the two Keary brothers are playing very well. Like, they might be small in size, but by God, they have a big heart. But talk about a score under pressure. Brilliant.
Yeah, a brilliant score, as it's a sideline to Turlochmore. As I said, we will have the draw for the county championship semi-finals in the immediate aftermath of this game. We'll be joined by representatives of the Galway Hurling Committee, and of course Brooks, the sponsors as well. Up they go forward. The ball is won by Kieran Hanrahan from the sideline. Kieran Hanrahan wins it, gets the ball off towards Brian Keary, and Brian Keary, first time this down the field in towards the full forward line. Up they go forward. It's won by the Turlochmore man. That's Ronan Burke. Ronan Burke gets the ball out to Daniel Loftus. Loftus looks right across the field to Matthew Tarpey. Tarpey has the ball. Tarpey decides to go short with that one up towards Dahi Burke, who now finds himself out in the middle of the field, being marked by Johnny Cohn. Johnny Cohn tries to flick the ball away. It's going to be picked up by Tom Hooban. You mentioned he was a big, strong, powerful man. He's on the ball. He hand passed the ball across to Neil Keary in space. Keary picks the ball at the second attempt. He dodges inside his man, lays the ball across to Johnny Cohn, the goal scorer from the penalty. Johnny Cohn high. Johnny Cohn over the bar. Johnny Cohn has shown leadership. He's got a goal and a point in this game. And all of a sudden, Lochray go four in front again.
Yeah, deservedly so. You'd have to say they're finishing very strong.
Quick puck out again by Turlochmore. Goes to this side of the field. That's a push, surely. It is a push. And that's going to be a free in. And a chance here for Turlough to put the ball over the bar to come back within 3 points. 121 to 214. That's 24 points to 20. There's four between them. We have about 3.5 minutes to go here. The ball is going to be brought up. And I'm sure Sean Loftus will just tap this over the bar to bring it back to a 3 point ball game.
Yeah, that's what he'd probably do. He'd want to do it faster because they haven't that much time. I think Loftus has gone back in the half back line since Holland got injured, so he's coming up to take this. He should tap it over and bring it back to 3. I think it happen.
Sean Loftus will take the free for his side. He has already scored 4 points from the place ball. He gets ready to take this free for Turlochmore. Fergal Moore has been taken off. Aaron O'Shaughnessy, I think, has come on for Turlochmore there, as this free is going to be taken for Sean Loftus. There's 4 points between them. This will bring it back to a 3 point ball game with 34-30 on the clock. There's going to be 37 minutes played here. Sean Loftus high over the bar. He puts it over. That's Sean Loftus' fifth score of the game. It's 1 goal and 21 points to 2 goals and 15 points, as the goalkeeper, Garrod Lucknan, takes the puck out. He goes to the far side of the field. He picks out Kieran Hanrahan over there wearing number 4. Kieran Hanrahan decides to just go along with that ball in towards the full forward line. It's going to break into the path of the sub for Turlochmore. Is it one of the subs that come out for Turlochmore? It is. That's going to be a free out. I think it was Ronan Burke, the full back, actually. I'm not quite sure. I can't see over there. I left the Spakely at home. This is going to be a free out, and it's going to be taken by Matthew Tarpey. He takes it quick. He goes out towards Aaron O'Shaughnessy. Aaron O'Shaughnessy takes the ball on. He's under pressure there from Tom Hooban. There's 3 points between them. Aaron O'Shaughnessy still going forward for Turlochmore. Aaron O'Shaughnessy high in towards the goals. Aaron O'Shaughnessy over the bar. A point for Aaron O'Shaughnessy and for Turlochmore. There's only 2 points between them, and a good score there by Aaron O'Shaughnessy. And we still have about 2 minutes to go here in this particular game. 121 to 216. It's still there for Turlochmore. Aaron Lockery in this particular game with a two between them, sir.
Yeah, well, if you're a betting man now, you still go for Lockery at 2 points up, like, and only about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we welcome all our listeners from FM here to this particular broadcast now with 2 minutes to go here. It's Lockery by 121 to 216. The ball is poked out. It's won by Turlochmore again. It's into the path of Tom Cork. Tom Cork gets the ball off to Shocknessy. Aaron O'Shaughnessy across the field to Barry McDonough. Barry McDonough dodges inside his man. Is he fouled there? The referee says play on. Barry McDonough goes one way. He goes the other. He gets the ball forward towards Sean Lennon. Good play there by O'Shane Coyle, though. And Coyle has it now for Lockery. He's bursting out of defence. O'Shane Coyle trying to come out of defence. He's fouled there. And that's going to be a free out. The linesman has signalled it's a line ball, but the referee has signalled it's a free out. And the free out will be to Lockery over on the far side of the field. We have 1 minute of the additional time left as this puck out is going to be taken, or this free out is going to be taken. Lockery will be in no hurry whatsoever. They lead by 2 points as we come up towards the end of the game. Jamie Ryan is the man who's going to take it. Jamie Ryan has scored 5 points from play for Lockery in this game. He's going to take this free with his side, 2 points to the good. 36-20 have been played. It's 121 to 216. We're into the dying embers of this particular game, but we can tell you that Lockery lead by 2 points as Jamie Ryan goes long with that ball. He's put it as far down the field as he possibly can. It's battered out, though, into the path of a Turlochmore man there. Ronan Burke tries to win it. He does win it. And eventually, is he going to come away with it? He's not. It's going to be picked up by Killian Whelan. Whelan coming out from the corner forward, cornerback position. The man wearing number two. He loses possession there under serious pressure. And Lockery have it a free in. Lockery have it a free in to go 3 points to the good. And this will be the chance to put them in the county championship semi-final, or will Turlochmore have one last effort from Mark Fahey's puck out to launch it into the square, would you think, sir?
They'll probably have a puck out, that's it, but you'd have to say that at the moment Lockery are in the driver's seat. They're pulling everyone back man to man, and they know that Turlough will probably have to come long.
Here comes the free. Neil Keary has already got 7 points. He has got three from play, three from freeze, and one from a 65. He's looking for point number eight today. This will put his side 3 points to the good. Neil Keary high in towards the goals, and Neil Keary has put it over the bar. They weren't too sure. The umpire's there for a second. He has put it up and over the bar. The 7 minutes of additional time have been played. There's 3 points between them. It's just go long with for Mark Fahey's puck out here now. Two goals and 16 for Turlough. It says 122 for Lockery. That means that Lockery lead by 25 to 22. As we see Dylan Shocknessy coming off the Lockery team with an injury, and there's another sub being brought off as well, or another man being taken off. That's Brian Keary as well for Lockery. This puck out goes long. Mark Fahey takes the puck out. It's last chance saloon for the men of Turlochmore now. As that ball goes long down the field, it's won by Lockery. It breaks out though into the path of Barry McDonough. McDonough's blocked down superbly there, and Tom Hooban just kicks the ball forward. His brother would have been used to kicking balls for Dundalk in the past, but Tom Hooban gets the ball forward. It goes out over the line on the far side of the field, and it's going to be a line ball. The line ball is to Lockery. The referee is going to look at his watch. There's 8 minutes played here. The time is well up. It's Lockery 122, Turlochmore 216. Lockery look as if they're going to qualify for the championship semi-finals. They have repelled the Turlochmore situation here, unless Turlochmore can get a goal in whatever time is left, as Brian Cohn has the whistle in the mouth, the referee from the Tommy Larkins club. This is going to be a line ball to Lockery. We'll have the draw immediately afterwards for the championship semi-finals. Jamie Ryan takes that sideline. It's a poor one though. It's into the hand of Sean O'Hanlon. Sean O'Hanlon launched that ball high in towards the goals. It's gone too far though from Sean O'Hanlon's perspective. It's gone high in towards the goals. It's gone wide, and that's wide number 12 for Turlochmore. That should be it. The referee is still playing on here. Is he calling for the shitter? He has the left hand out. It looks as if the game could be over. That was the chance for Turlochmore to get one last attack. Lockery lead by 3 points. 1 goal and 22 points to 2 goals and 16 points. We have 9 minutes additional time played. The referee looks at his watch. He's still playing on here. As that ball is poked out down the feed, up they go forward. It's going to break. Who's going to win this? This is the pivotal ball here to see who wins this particular ball. Would it be a Lockery man or a Turlochmore man? They're both battling for possession over on the far side of the field. The additional time is well up. It breaks. It's going to be won by Turlochmore. Daniel Loftus, he tries to pick it up. He's under pressure. It's a free out. A free out to Turlochmore. They'll get one last attack. Oh. And Brian Keown has added on 2 minutes to the additional seven. We could be up in 40 minutes soon here. This is definitely Turlochmore's last chance, because Mark Fahey is out to take the free. He's between his own 20 metre line and the 45 metre line. He's aided by the wind. He's just going to launch this into the square. They're all going into there. Custer's they're all going in for this one. Mark Fahey takes it, but it's going to drop short. Is it going to drop into the hand of Sean O'Hanlon? He puts it up. It's dropped. Who's has it? It's Turlochmuir who have it. They try to pick it up. The ball breaks out to Sean O'Hanlon. O'Hanlon has it for Turlochmuir. He tries to flick the ball forward. He does flick it forward towards Aaron O'Shaughnessy. O'Shaughnessy has it. Is he fouled there? He's not fouled, says the referee. He tries to hand pass the ball forward. The Turlochmuir is still trying to bury their way through the Loughrea defence here. The ball breaks through to Dara Whelan. It's all over. And there goes the full time whistle. And Loughrea are in the County Senior Hurling Championship semi final. They have beaten Turlochmuir by 3 points in the end. It's Loughrea, 1 goal and 22 points. Turlochmuir, 2 goals and 16 points. We now know who our 4 semi finalists are. We have the draw ball here beside us. We're ready to go with the semi final draw for the Galway Senior Hurling Championship semi final. We'll just go through the teams that are in it. They're Clarenbridge, of course, from yesterday, the county champions from yesterday as well. That's St Thomas. We'll be just into our stream here as well, by the way, with Loughrea winning this particular game by 3 points, 122 to 216.
Live match updates in association with Supermax. Try our new full Irish Papa John's pizza. Bacon, sausage, and crumble black pudding with mushroom and onion. Perfect for any time of the day.